We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Newman Flanagan Center. We're in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. The Broncos getting set to take on the Chargers out of Briarcliff. It's a women's men's basketball doubleheader again today with the women's game up first. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And, Coach, we got two of the top 10 rated teams squaring off here this afternoon. I guess this is what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, these are what you tell your players. These are the reasons you come to a Hastings or you come to a Briarcliff from Morningside. You're going to get to play in these kinds of matchups. Not just once or twice a year, but multiple times. And today you're going to really see, I think, two very defensive-minded teams, but two teams who do it really different.
As a coach, you like playing in these games?
I do. I'll have to admit, I've always been a big fan of the bigger games versus trying to get players ready to play in games where, the team is less than 500, even though they're talented. But to me, it's always the fun of the big game.
Big game of the conference, too. You got four teams today that will start today with just one loss. It looks like this thing's going to be a dogfight, and we're right in the mix.
Well, it is kind of interesting. Now, Briarcliff will actually be ahead of all of us in the sense that they will have now played all of the top four teams. And this will only be our second game. Morningside's only played two, and Concordia's only played one. So if they come out of this game with a win and they're 5-1 in the conference, they really have a step up on all the rest of us.
Today we got the number one offense in Briarcliff against the number one defense in Hastings College. Something's got to give today.
Well, and what's interesting is that their offense is really spurred by their defense. They pressure. I think they're number one in the country in steals. They really create a lot of turnovers. And then with their athleticism, they get out in the open court, and they're exceptional in the 3-on-1s and the 2-on-1 situations.
So a lot of their offense comes basically from their defense.
They're a lot like us. They just do it at a lot faster speed than we do.
Hastings coming off of a win over Nebraska Wesleyan the other day, 65-52. Again, it was your defense that kind of spurred the moment. You held them to 37% shooting and forced 15-16 turnovers in the ballgame.
Well, and some of those are those big turnovers where you get a steal and you're out in the open court running. Taz has been very good for us the last few ball games that way. I thought Kaylee came in and did a very good job. She had a big steal and bucket for a three-point play in the latter part of the ball game, as well as hit a big three. So we're starting to see our defense generate a little offense for us as well.
Alicia had the big day, probably her best day statistically of the season with 24 points and 9 rebounds. But you mentioned Taz, some great contributions there, and also Kaylee.
You know, we depend on Alicia to be the best player on the floor all the time. With very few exceptions, she has really done an outstanding job considering the double teams and sometimes the triple teams she's faced. But now we're starting to get some contributions from some of our younger players again. I think we're getting steadier with our juniors and seniors, and our sophomores are starting to really get a feel for things and see how they can contribute to the team. And so our defense has gotten better. You know, most of the year we've been playing zone. The other night we did it in man-to-man, so I was pleased that we were able to diversify a little bit.
Kind of tinkered with the lineup, the rotation here the past couple of weeks. You like what you're seeing there?
Well, I like our defense right now to start ball games, and I especially like it if we want to start in man. This is a very good man lineup for us. We're going to probably be changing lineup throughout the year because we're going to match up with other people a little bit. We have certain lineups that are better in the zone, certain lineups that are better in man. So I think because we have so many players who are really capable of helping us in a specific area, you're going to see us changing lineups sort of often.
All right, we'll come back and talk about Briarcliff as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman as Broncos in Sioux City this afternoon, getting set to take on the number two ranked team in the country in Briarcliff. Team that is 9-2 in the season, coach, 4-1 in the conference, coming off of a loss the other night to Concordia. So this team might be biting at the bit a little bit today.
Well, they're at home, and they're certainly going to shoot the ball a little better. Their press will be a little bit more aggressive. you always feel like you can shoot and you can be a little more aggressive defensively at home than you can on the road. So I'm expecting Briarcliff to be Briarcliff. You know, they're going to attack you every chance they get. They're going to have sometimes three people on the ball. Their idea is to put so much pressure on you that you lose your composure, and then they get those turnovers and they get out into a running game.
Yeah, they'll force, on the average, about 27 turnovers per ball game. They score at 83, 84 points per game. How do we keep them under control? Tempo a major key today?
It will be, and the turnovers are going to be big. And, you know, we've talked a number of times that one of the things we've done pretty well this year is even though we've had some bad turnover nights, we haven't had the type of turnovers where teams can run out and get into transition on us. I thought our poorest game to date was the Nebraska Wesleyan game where they really did a good job in transition against us off of the turnovers. So we're going to have to make sure that if we make a mistake with the ball, it's the type to where it's a dead ball situation. We can go back and play 5-on-5 because I feel if we get into a half-court game with them, the advantage goes to us and to our height. If we get into a running game with them, they're such a track team that the advantage goes to them.
This is probably the best pressing team and best running team we have in the conference, isn't it?
I think so. I've been very impressed with what I've seen at Concordia so far, but Concordia just does it a little bit differently. This team's just going to come at you with pure athleticism and pure speed. And, you know, again, if you can keep your composure, you're going to shoot a lot of layups against them, but it's tough to keep your composure for 40 minutes against this type of pressure.
Obviously, our guards are going to be put under a lot of pressure all day long today. They're going to have to perform for us to come out.
Well, they will, and again, Alicia's a real big key because she makes that first pass. She makes the first decision in our press attack, and she's been exceptional with it this year. But you know, we've got to do the little things. We've got to jump stop when we get ready to dribble. We've got to use some fakes. We've got to make that defense react to us rather than us reacting to them. And that'll be the real key to our success today.
If we are able to get these guys in a half-court game, what scares you about their offense?
Well, in their offense, it's just their athleticism again. They're going to penetrate, and Evans is a tremendous shooter. Got a quick release, got great range, so we'll have to keep an eye on her at all times. But they have three, four people, including their posts. Their posts are very mobile. They can all shoot 18-footers. Those are going to be challenging matchups for us.
Early word today, their point guard and Dilla will not play because of a concussion suffered on Wednesday. Will that change anything for them?
I don't think so because they're bringing in the freshman of the year from last year who's been out with an ACL injury. So they just trade one star athlete for another star athlete. Now, they don't play the same position, but, you know, if we were a pressing team, it might make more of a difference. But I don't think in a half court it's going to be that big a factor.
All right, what are we going to have to do? Obviously, number one, handle the press here today, but what are some of the other things we'll have to do?
Well, we've got to score. You know, to keep them out of their transition games, we've got to make them go three steps backwards to inbound the ball and slow it down a little bit. Again, it's all about tempo, and if we score, it slows them down. If we handle their press, it slows them down. If we're patient on offense and take 15, 20 seconds and get us a good shot, it slows them down, and then all of a sudden they get antsy to run and they start making some mistakes.
Can we play this game in the 70s, 80s if we have to?
Well, you know, we've played a lot of teams under 60, so we'll just go in with the same frame of mind that we can defend. If the game gets into a 5-on-5, we can defend anybody.
Okay, Glenn.
Thanks.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. We've got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's 8th-ranked Hastings, number 2-ranked Briarcliff today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Pro Team Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut, trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Newman Flanagan Center. We're in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got another women's men's basketball doubleheader for you this afternoon as Hastings gets set to take on the Chargers out of Briarcliff. A great matchup here on the women's side of things, tipping off in just a couple of minutes. It'll be the eighth-ranked team in the country, and Hastings College playing the number two-ranked team in Briarcliff here this afternoon. Hastings coming in a record of 9 wins and 1 loss on the season. The only loss for the Broncos was that setback we had on the road to Doan about a week or so ago, losing to the Tigers by the score of 75-74. Briarcliff comes in with a mark of 9 wins and 2 losses. They're 4-1 in the conference. Briarcliff is coming off of a loss the other night to Concordia down in Seward, 89-87. Their only other loss was their second ball game of the season. They lost at Grandview by the score of 67-58. So as of now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on the women's side of things, you've got basically 5 teams with one loss as the action gets underway today. Included in that is a 7th-ranked Concordia, 8th-ranked Hastings, 2nd-ranked Briarcliff, and 5th-ranked Morningside. So a big, big ball game here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon on the women's side of things as Hastings gets set to take on the Chargers out of Briarcliff. Hastings will go with the starting lineup. It looks like this. First of all, your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 5 Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Camby Bruckman, a 5'9" sophomore out of Silver Lake. Bruckman is now averaging 5.4 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong is a 5'3" junior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 6.2 points and 1.8 rebounds per game. Taz Yorick is a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney, averaging 8 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson is a 5'11" junior out of Papillion, Nebraska. Thompson is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. And then Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" senior out of Grand Island Central Catholic, Stadler is averaging 13.7 points, 6.7 rebounds per ball game. For the Briarcliff Chargers, under head coach Mike Power here this afternoon, they will go with Kelsey Evans, who's a 5'9" junior from Wilmar, Minnesota. Evans can really shoot it, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. The other starters are going to be Keila Shehock, who's a 5'8" junior from Avon, South Dakota, averaging 10.5 points, 3 rebounds per game. Sarah Reeves, a 5'7" junior from Weston, Nebraska. Reeves on the season is averaging 7 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Megan Salcedo is a 5'11" senior out of Omaha. Salcedo is averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Kristen Twait, who's a 6'2" senior from Matson, Iowa. Twait is averaging 7.5 points and 3.5 rebounds per ball game. As we mentioned in the pregame show, their starting point guard, Kylie Dilla, will not play today for Briarcliff. Suffered a concussion in the ball game against Concordia on Wednesday and will not play. She's a big part of their offense, averaging 11 points and 2.4 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings, 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings will be in their road black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered to the crimson. Hastings College will control the opening tip. Now remember, tempo going to be a big key in the ball game today. Briarcliff puts a lot of pressure on the ball, a lot of backcourt pressure. They get into a transition ball game. They're the number one scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 83 points per ball game. There's a shot taken by Bruckman on a layup. That's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kelsey Evans. So here comes Briarcliff, and that's a high-powered offense as they come into the half court. This is the type of game that Hastings wants to play this afternoon, the half-court game against their Briarcliff. They think they have an advantage with the height inside. That's a Kelsey Evans. Now to the free throw line. Here's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Kristen Twait. Offensive rebound to a Shehock. Back outside to Evans. Shot for three is good. Kelsey Evans hits the 3 ball. We've got a whistle. We got a whistle. Cammie Bruckman has got a a bracelet or a wristwatch on, and they want her to remove that, so they'll get that taken care of. It's a 3-0 ball game as Briarcliff hits their first field goal attempt. Kelsey Evans hits a three-pointer. Here's that backcourt pressure now. Running with the ball is going to be Cammie Breckman. Double team comes over here to Stadler. Dribbles the ball across the 10-second line and gives the ball away to Taz Yorick. Taz down the right sideline out of Brittany Wong. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our right here this afternoon. Thompson inside the free throw circle. Drives it down to the lane. Puts up a shot. It's up there. It's good. Melissa Thompson drives the ball to the hole for Hastings. It's 3-2. Briarcliff has got a one-point lead. Here comes a Sheehawk with the ball now for the second-ranked Chargers here this afternoon in Sioux City. Sheehawk dribbling with the ball, being hocked out there by Hastings. Brittany Wong right on her face. Right sideline, here's Salcido. Her shot from three is no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Briarcliff ball. Briarcliff averaging 83 points per ball game in the conference. That is number one. They are number four defensively, giving up 62.6. Hastings is number one defensively, giving up 55.2. They are number eight on offense, averaging 66.2. There's a shot in the lane by Twaite. She can be fouled into play. They worked the ball right in the front of the goal there to a Kristen Twaite, and she is fouled into play here by Hastings and a goal on Thompson. That's going to be the first foul of Melissa Thompson and the first team foul on Hastings here in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. And going to the free throw line will be Twaite for Briarcliff. And her shot is up there. It's good. She's an 81% foul shooter in the season. As a team, Briarcliff is hitting 68% from the free throw line. They are number one in the conference in field goal percentage, number one in three-point shooting, 48 and 33, respectively. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Kristen Twaite. And Briarcliff, ninth in the conference in free-throw percentage. And Briarcliff has now got a 5-2 lead here over Hastings College. Running back the other way is going to be Wong, and she can be fouled in the play. So Hastings College breaks the pressure there easily as Brady Wong just took it down the near sideline and cut toward the hole, and she's going to be fouled in the play here. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Sarah Reeves of Briarcliff. That's going to be her first and the first team foul called in the Chargers. To the free throw line now for Hastings will be Brittany Wong. Wong, a 57% foul shooter, and the first shot is up there. It's good. Hastings as a team struggling from the free throw line this year. They are 10th in the conference, hitting only 65%. Next shot is up there. It's going to be up and good. So Brittany Wong hits a couple of free throws, and Hastings College back to within 1 point. 5-4 is the score. Briarcliff has got the lead. Here's a Sheehawk with the ball, dribbling out here in three-point territory. Right on her face again is Brittany Wong. There's a feed to the right sideline to a Sarah Reeves. Puts it on the floor, comes out here now to a Evans. Back to the right wing. Reeves, her shot is up there and in. Another three-pointer. Sarah Reeves, they've knocked down a couple of threes here in the ball game, a couple of free throws, and Briarcliff is out to an 8-4 advantage here over Hastings College. Here's Cammie Breckman, the ball. She is double-teamed back here. Here's where that defense comes into play in a jump ball situation. Cammie Breckman held on to the ball, and she was immediately double-teamed. The jump ball is called, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings as the possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Chargers. Out of the ball game now is going to be Breckman. Coming in for Hastings College is going to be Courtney Spahn. Briarcliff forces 27 turnovers on the defensive end. That's their average. There's a pass. It gets away. It goes into the backcourt. Reeves will try to chase it down. It's going to be an over-and-back violation on Briarcliff. So Hastings College will get it back with no harm done here. Hastings will play it in on the far sideline. It's an 8-4 ball game. Briarcliff has got a 4-point lead. A matchup of number 2-ranked Briarcliff and number 8-ranked Hastings College here this afternoon. There's an inbounds pass. It comes to Taz Yorick, and she has got a hit from behind and knocked out of bounds. No foul called there on Kelsey Evans, but Hastings will play things in. Evans going for the steal and kind of got into Taz's back and knocked her out of bounds, but no foul called here. Hastings will play things in. There's Brittany Wong around the screen for Melissa Thompson. Moves it to the right side of the floor. Wong reverses the ball now. They get it out on top to Courtney Spahn inside to Stadler. Shot is up there, no good. Crashing the boards as Hastings. The ball goes out of bounds off of the fingertips of Melissa Thompson. Thompson had her hands on it there and lost it out of bounds. It's going to be Briarcliff ball. 17:35 to play here in the first half is Briarcliff 8. Hastings College 4. Where the ball is going to be a Cheehawk now. As a Cheehawk dribbles to the left side. Behind the screen, moves it back to the center of the floor, gets into the hands now of Kelsey Evans. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Salcido. A shot is up and in. Salcido scores around Alicia Stadler, and Briarcliff has now got a 10-4 advantage over Hastings. Broncos with it now in backcourt. This is going to be Courtney Spahn. Goes to the far sideline. With the ball is Thompson. Races it across the 10-second line, and now throws the pass, and it's going to be picked off by Sheehawk. Second turnover on Hastings. Sheehawk takes it down in the corner on the right side to Reeves. Lobs it inside to Salcido. Now on the wing to a Sheehawk again. Cross-court pass goes to the right wing. Sarah Evans has got the ball. Dribble to the top of the key. Hastings College in a man-to-man defense. Briarcliff is out to a 10-4 advantage here over the Broncos. There's a Sarah Reese. Drives it. Now gives it away to Twait. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebounded in the lane there by Hastings College. Courtney Spahn has got it. Double teamed here in backcourt, and we got a foul called. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Briarcliff. It's going to go on to Kelsey Evans. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Chargers in the ballgame. Hastings College will play things in. Krista Stewart comes into the ballgame now for Briarcliff. Down the near sideline is going to be Taz York. Gets it back to the center of the floor to Courtney Spahn. Now to Wong. Her shot is up there from 10 feet away. It's around the rim and down. Brittany Wong scoring there for Hastings, and the Broncos are back to within 4 points. 10-6 is the score. 16-20 remaining here in the first half. Here's Briarcliff with the ball. Sheehock moves it over here down to a Salcedo. Salcedo hands it away over here on the near sideline to Sarah Reeves. Gets away, goes down in the corner now to Stewart. Lobs it in the lane. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Good job there by Courtney Spahn, knocking that ball away from Megan Salcedo. Into the ball game now is going to be Maddie Murren. Maddie Murren comes into the ball game now for Briarcliff. Murren is a 5'6" freshman out of Colon, Nebraska. Maddie Murren had 15 points the other night in their loss at Concordia, 89-87 in overtime. She is averaging 8.9 points per ball game. Here's a shot in the lane. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Stewart. One shot and done as Hastings College grabs the rebound. That's Courtney Spahn with it. It's a 10-6 ball game. Briarcliff has got a 4-point advantage over Hastings. Broncos have the ball. Alicia Stadler dribbles to the top of the arc. Now gives the ball away to Wong at the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Stadler, and their shot is up and in. The assist goes to Brittany Wong. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal down the lane, and the Broncos are back within two. 10-8 is the score. There's a Sheehock with the ball now. There are Ashley Zobel's into the contest now at that point position. Zobel lobs it back out on top now to a Maddie Murren. Murren comes over here to a Stewart at the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound at the free throw line. Goes back up, shoots, and scores. Hastings has got to do a better job on the offensive glass. And as I say that, Laurel Zwiener gets her warm-up off and heads down to the scorer's table. Driving layup here at the other end by Taz Yore gets up and in. And now Mike Power, the head coach for Briarcliff, wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout, 15 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Briarcliff 12, Hastings College 10.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. Other games going on in the conference today in women's basketball. Doan is also here in Sioux City. They're playing Morningside. Nebraska Wesleyan is at Dort. Midland is playing at Mount Marty today. Those are all 2 o'clock starts. And then tonight you've got Concordia playing in Mitchell, South Dakota against Dakota Wesleyan. That one starts at 6. So it's a 12-10 ball game. Hastings College is down by 2 points. Briarcliff has got the ball across the top. Here's Stewart with it now. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Zwiener's going to be pulled away from the basket here and trying to guard Krista Stewart. Stewart has got it in 3-point range. Her shot is up there. It's good. Krista Stewart scores on a 3-pointer. She's got 5 points in the ball game. That could cause problems there. Stewart wants to pull Laurel Zwiener away, who's not real quick, as Stewart knocks down a 3-pointer out here for Briarcliff, and it's a 15-10 ball game. 15-10, Briarcliff has now got a 5-point lead over Hastings. Brittany Wong has got it. Dribble penetration goes over here to Spahn. Spahn out to Zwiener, out in 3-point territory. Hands it away to Sophia McDermott, who's into the ball game. McDermott trying to drive the ball, can't do it. Takes it to the free throw line, stops the ball, tipped away. McDermott picks it back up, throws up a shot at the end of the shot clock. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. So Sophia McDermott throws up an off-balance shot from the free throw line as she is looking up the shot clock. It was down to 1 second. She threw up a prayer, and it does not draw iron, does not draw board, and Briarcliff will play it in. Zobel goes to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's found on the play as Ashley Zobel is knocked down underneath the hole here for the Chargers, and a foul is going to go on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Zwiener, and going to the free throw line for Briarcliff will be Ashley Zobel. She has a 66% foul shooter in the season for Briarcliff. She is at 6 out of 9. 5'9" freshman from Ida Grove, Iowa. 14:04 remaining. Here in the first half, it's 15-10. Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings College. Zobel sets at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It is good. She missed the first one. Or actually, she made the first one. So now it's a 17-10 ball game. 17-10. The Chargers out to a 7-point lead here over Hastings College. There's a Kaylee Raggett with the ball. Raggett kind of shoves away on the far side. Gets it out between the rings. Now to a Brittany Wong over to Spahn. Inside to Zwiener. Shot is up and in. Spahn gets the assist. Laurel Zwiener gets the field goal. And Hastings back to within 5 points. 17-12 is the score now. Briarcliff comes back with the ball. Here's Ashley Zobel with it out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Moves it over here to a Maddie Murren. Murren over her in the wing now on the dribble on the left side of the lane. Comes over to a Summer Gordon who's into the ball game for the first time. Or rather, Sarah Rees. Sarah Rees now gives the ball away to Stewart. She drives the ball here against Raggett. Spins left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. Comes out here in the 3-point territory. Picked up by Krista Stewart. Another offensive rebound here for the Briarcliff Chargers. Maddie Murren has got the ball. Maddie out here in 3-point territory, picked up there by McDermott. Dribbles behind the screen, moves to the left side. Murren has still got it over here. As she flips the ball away, it's going to be Ashley Zobel with the ball now. As she tries to dribble inside, bounce pass goes down low, and a foul is going to be called. As he got the ball to Stewart, and a foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Raggett. Kaylee Raggett picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now, Twaite. Three enters the lineup. Here comes Kelsey Evans back in there. And also Megan Salcedo. So the front liner is back in there now for Briarcliff. With 12:58 to play here in the first half, it's 17-12. The Chargers have the lead. Briarcliff with it on their offensive end. Sarah Rees dumps it in the lane. And a foul is going to be called again as they get it inside to Kelsey Evans. And a holding foul inside. This one will go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be the first foul in Brittany Wong. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. Down at the scorer's table, checking in now for the Broncos is going to be Taz Yorick. And coming out will be Wong. 12:52 remaining in the first half, 17-12. Hastings down in this ball game. Women's college basketball this afternoon from 12:30 KHIS. Kelsey Evans with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside, getting away, grabbing the ball and scoring easily is Megan Salcedo. That's going to be her second field goal of the ball game. It's now 19-12, and now Jeff Dittman. Nope, we got a. I thought Jeff wanted a timeout. He was up, but he whistled here in back play, and a foul is going to be called on Kelsey Evans of Briarcliff. A backcourt foul on Evans, so that's going to be her second. Team foul number 3 on the Chargers. Hastings College will play things in. Broncos are down by 7 points early in this ballgame. Evans checks out. Here comes Keela Shehock back into the ballgame now for the Chargers. It's going to be Courtney Spahn inbounding the ball now for Hastings to Kaylee Raggett. Now to Spahn again. She'll set things up as she works against Maddie Murren. Spahn out here in 3-point territory. Comes across the top, and the pass goes right through the fingertips of Kaylee Raggett out of bounds. So a turnover on Hastings. That's their third. Raggett comes out. Here comes Alicia Stadler back into the ball game for Hastings. So a turnover there on the Broncos. Well, they're going to say it was a tapped out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. It was not a turnover. They say it was a tapped out of bounds here on the near sidelines. So they give the ball to Hastings. Brian Cliff was ready to inbound the play, but that's not the case. Here's a Taz Yorick. Her shot for three is up there and in. Taz Yorick buries a three-pointer from the right side. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 19-15 now. The Broncos are back to within 4 points. Here's a Shehock with the ball. Dribbles to the left side of the lane. Stops there. Good defense by Yorick. As they get the ball back out here on the wing on the left side to Maddie Murren. Takes it to the top of the key. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Another offensive board. Shehock has got it. Long-range jumper good. Just inside the ring. Keela Shehock scoring there. And now Jeff wants to call a timeout. The offensive boards are killing the Broncos here in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. 11 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. It's Briarcliff 21, Hastings 15.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino full-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. Morningside has jumped out on top of Doan 21-10. They've got 11 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the first half. across town here in Sioux City. Morningside 22, Doan 10. 21-15 here. Hastings College trailing the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings on the offensive attack. Here's Yorick for three. Her son is up there. No good. Stadler had the rebound. Lost it and is picked up here by Salcedo. Megan Salcedo clears the ball away. That's going to be Sheehawk with the ball now. Sheehawk brings it into the offensive zone. Being hocked out here by Sophia McDermott defensively for Hastings. Across the top to Murren. Maddie Murren dribbles with it now. Goes back to the right wing. That's a Salcedo. Brings it back to the left side. There's Sarah Rees. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now to Salcedo just outside the arc. Driving the ball against Alicia Stadler. Bounce pass down low. Shot up there. No good. A foul in the play. They got it to Sheehawk down there just to the right of the goal. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. So a foul here on the Broncos. That's going to go on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be her first. They're going to the free throw line for the Chargers. Is going to be Keela Sheehawk. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She is now at 3 points in the ball game. She's a 76% foul shooter in the season. Now 17 out of 22. McDermott checks out. Laurel Zwiener checks out. Melissa Thompson back into the ball game for Hastings College. And Josie Schomp is going to check in for the first time. 22-15. Hastings down by 7 points. And the next shot is up there and in by Sheehawk. It is now 23-15. Briarcliff with the lead over the Broncos here this afternoon. Yorick down the near sideline. Now cuts for the hole. She drives, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Briarcliff. Here come the Chargers. They want to run her back the other way. Sarah Reeves has got the ball. Has problems with the dribble. And now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be the second foul on Thompson. That's going to be team foul number six on Hastings. So the next foul will send Briarcliff to the free throw line for the 1-1. Briarcliff already lining up at the free throw line. That's not the case. Now Sarah Reeves figures out what's going on here. And the officials will hand the ball away to a Maddie Murren, and they'll play things in. So the next foul will send Briarcliff to the line for the 1-1. There's a Sheehawk with the ball around the screen. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops. Hands the ball away. That's going to be a Maddie Murren. She dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Down to Sarah Rees. She angles into the lane. The ball tipped away, and it's picked up by Hastings. That's a turnover on Briarcliff. Picked up here by Thompson. The second turnover on Briarcliff. 23-15. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball. Courtney goes to a Josie Schomp. Out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass to Taz Yorick. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Shot no good, and she's fouled in the play. Schomp sends the ball down low to Alicia Stadler, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Briarcliff. And going to the free throw line will be Stadler for Hastings. The foul goes on Twait of a Briarcliff. That's going to be your first team foul, number five on the Chargers. To the free throw line, Stadler, and her shot is up and in. Alicia now with 3 points in the ballgame. Stadler is 71% foul shooter on the season. She's now hit 26 out of 36 free throws. Hastings back within 7 points. It's 23-16. Next shot is up there. It's good. Stadler buries a couple of free throws. 23-17. Here comes Ashley Zobel with the ball now. Zobel brings it into the offensive zone. Taz Yorick will pick her up as the Broncos stay with a man-to-man defense. Zobel, nice pass down low, getting away as a Sheehawk. Now kicks it back out into 3 points here toward Murren, and she buries a three. Maddie Murren scores on a three-pointer. Sheehawk had the ball just to the left of the goal there, and she gives that high-percentage shot away to a Sheehawk who buries a long-range jumper. 26-17. Hastings trailing in the ball game by 9 points now. Briarcliff has led this baby most of the way. Here's a Stadler in the lane, and she's calling for the steps. Alicia Stadler right in front of the goal there is calling for the happy feet. That's going to be the third turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos handling the pressure pretty well, but we are not doing a very good job in the half court right now against this Briarcliff defense. Here's Ashley Zobel with the ball. Zobel around the screen there from Twait. Feeds it over on the wing on the right side to a Sheehawk. Sheehawk gets away. Now a traveling violation is called. Josie Schomp right out there defensively for Hastings. And a traveling violation is called on Briarcliff. That's the third turnover on the Chargers here in the ball game. Hastings will come back the other direction. 9:41 to play here in the first half, 26-17. The Broncos are trailing here in the ball game. Melissa Thompson has got the ball now. Thompson goes to the far sideline to Courtney Spahn. Down to a Taz Yorick. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called again. This one will go on Briarcliff's Maddie Murren. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number six on the Chargers. So a non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. As a Courtney Spahn gets it to a Taz Yorick. Taz dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Goes to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up by Sheehawk. Keela Sheehawk has got the ball now. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Goes over to Murren. Her three-pointer is put up there. She hits another one. Her second three-pointer. Briarcliff is number one in the conference in three-point shooting at 33%. They buried several so far in this first half. Briarcliff out to a 29-17 lead. And now the Broncos lost the ball out of bounds as they try to get it to a Taz Yorick down the floor there. Taz lost her out of bounds. The fourth turnover on Hastings College. The Broncos are down by 12 points here in the first half. 29-17. Chargers have the lead. There's Ashley Zobel with the ball now. Zobel with a right-handed dribble. Stomps out here in the three-point territory. Taz right in their face. And now we've got a timeout called here from head coach Mike Power. Zobel was in trouble out here in three-point territory with Taz Yorick out there facing her. And Mike Power pops up and calls the timeout to save the possession. We'll take a break. 8:57 to play here in the first half. It's Briarcliff 29, Hastings College 17.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College trailing in the ballgame by a score of 29-17. As Briarcliff has got the balls, they work with it now in their offensive zone following the timeout from head coach Mike Power of the Chargers. They work against the Bronco man-to-man defense. Here's a Twait with the ball out in three-point territory. Picked up out there by Wong. Sent it to the free throw line. A shot up there by Salcedo. No good. And the rebound brought down here by Hastings, and a traveling violation is called. Coming out of there was Frankie Peterson with the ball. But a traveling violation is called on Hastings College. That's going to be turnover number five on the Broncos here in the ballgame. Briarcliff will play things in. Hastings down by a dozen. A shot off of the baseline by Zobel is no good. We got a foul called. It's got to go on Hastings. Foul is going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be your third. So Melissa Thompson with three fouls here. We still got 8 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the first half. Going to the free throw line will be Ashley Zobel for Briarcliff. Two out of two so far today. Make it three out of three as that one goes down through the hole. Here comes Cammy Bruckman back into the ball game for Hastings. And coming out will be Thompson. So Thompson with three fouls early. Briarcliff has got a 13-point lead over Hastings. It is 30-17. Next shot is up there by Zobel. It's good. 31-17. Briarcliff has scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. Hastings comes back on the dribble. Cammy Breckman turns around and it's called for a jump ball. Turns right around, spins right around into the stomach of a Seahawk. And the possession, oh, this time is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control. They'll play it in off of the far sideline. Frankie Peterson holds the ball here. Where Hastings looking to inbound the ball, does so. The Bruckman brings it back now to Frankie. Peterson dribbles to the top of the key over on the wing on the left side to Cammy Bruckman. Down in the corner to Taz Yorick. Sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by a Briarcliff running back the other way. Byrne has got it. Three-pointer left side. Bingo. Maddie Byrne nails her third three-pointer of the ball game, and Briarcliff has doubled the score on Hastings. It is 34-17 as we approach the 8-minute mark here in the first half. Alicia Stanley with the ball, gets it across the 10-second line. A pass deflected away from Cammy Bruckman, and the ball is brought down by Briarcliff again. Here's a Zobel off of the baseliner. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson clears it out to the left wing now, or the left sideline to a Brittany Wong. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Hastings has the ball back in their offensive zone. Broncos are trailing by 17, 34-17. Entry pass, they get it to Bruckman as she drives down the lane. Her left-handed layup, no good. Ball swatted out of the hands of Stadler and is picked up here by Zobel. Ashley Zobel comes back the other way for the Chargers. Now to Seahawk. Seahawk dribbles on the right side of the lane. Kicks it back out into three-point territory. That's a Byrne with the ball. Sends it inside. Foul called. Trying to get it right in front of the basket again to Megan Salcedo. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Statler of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Team foul number eight on Hastings. Boy, the Broncos having a tough time finding anything to work offensively here. 34-17 is the score. Now what do we got? We got to looked like Wong came to the bench. Jeff Dittman says, no, not you. Taz Yorick needs to come out. So here comes Taz to the bench now for Hastings. Another shot from the free throw line is up and in by Megan Salcedo. She'll have one more. Now 35-17. Briarcliff, the second-ranked team in the country, coming off of an 89-87 overtime loss to Concordia on Wednesday. They are out and rolling here today. Megan Salcido's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. And that makes the score 36-17. Briarcliff right now is on a 13-2 run over Hastings College here. Jeff Dittman has not burned any time now to talk about it. Hastings going with what they got here. Alicia Stadler goes out to a Frankie Peterson. Into the forward court here. Frankie gives the ball away to a Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball, gets away, dribbles to the top of the key, now reverses the ball. Sophia McDermott lobs it inside. The pass is going to be behind Cammie Breckman, and the ball is going to be taken out of there by Briarcliff. Sheehawk has got it back the other way to the free throw line. A jumper put up there, and a foul is going to be called. They got it to Summer Gordon in traffic there, and a personal foul is called in Hastings. It's going to go on Statler. That's going to be her second. Alicia Statler picks up her second personal foul. But now going to the free throw line will be Summer Gordon. Gordon had 15 points the other night against Concordia in their loss. She averages 7.6 in the season. Arizona's up there. It is good. Summer Gordon gets into the scorebook. Here comes Raggett back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Cammie Breckman comes out. So Summer Gordon will toe the mark for her second one, a 5'10" freshman out of Sioux City. Summer's next shot is up there. It's good. So she buries a couple of free throws. And boy, Briarcliff looking good here today. 38-17 is the score. The Chargers by 21 points here in the first half. We're down to 7 minutes to play. Broncos here in backcourt. They had trapped over there. Raggett's pass is going to be intercepted. Raggett was trapped along the far sideline. A pass is intercepted by Evans. Back the other way. Here's Stewart's shot from the elbow. Good. Krista Stewart scores. That's turnover number 8 on Hastings in that last possession. It is now 40-17. Briarcliff with the lead. Here's a Hastings College with the ball. Brittany Wong comes over here to Sophia McDermott. McDermott out in three-point territory. Goes on the wing to a Brittany Wong. Brittany dribbling with it, and a pass here. It's going to be knocked out of her hands by Zobel, but she's going to be hit with a personal foul here. Looked like Wong wanted to pass it there, and she got the pass away. Zobel ran into her, and a foul is called on Ashley. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul, what, number 6 on Briarcliff? Hastings has got 9 team fouls, so a non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in off of the far side. They get it to a Brittany Wong. She is a double team. Gets it away now to Frankie Peterson at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one won't go. Peterson gets her own rebound. Puts a girl in the air. Goes up with a shot. That one won't go. Ball tipped to the near sideline. The race is on. Hastings trying to save it, but they can't get to it. That was Sophia McDermott chasing after the loose ball here, but could not get to it. It's 40-17. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in this contest in the first half. And Briarcliff will come back the other direction. Jeff Dittman not happy with something as he is all the way down at the end line talking with the official over here. Not a happy camper. Krista Stewart has got the ball. Now to a Kelsey Evans. She drives it down the lane. Bounce pass inside to get it to Gordon. Her shot is up and in. Dribble penetration and Summer Gordon lays it in easily. It is 42-17. Briarcliff with a lead over Hastings. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. Frankie Peterson free throw line extended left side. Cross court pass comes over here to McDermott. Takes the ball down to the baseline. There's a pass to the free throw line to a Raggett. That shot won't go. Rebound, Stadler. Follow shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. They got a foul before the shot here as Alicia grabs the offensive board there for the Broncos. She's going to go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go here on Briarcliff. It's going to go on Krista Stewart. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Stadler. Trying to break the bleeding here. Stop the bleeding here in this first half. Shot is up there. It's good. Alicia now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So here comes Alicia. She'll have one more shot here. It's up there, and this one is going to be down through the hole. Alicia Stadler nails a couple of free throws. It's now 42-19. 16 straight points there by Briarcliff. And finally, Hastings gets a couple of free throws. There's a baseline jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Summer Gordon. Offensive rebound again by Murren, and she's fouling the play. Well, the offensive board's killing the Broncos here in this one today. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Statler. That's going to be her third. So now Alicia Statler with 3. Melissa Thompson has got 3. And the Broncos are down 42-19. Here comes the free throw. It's going to be up there. It is good by Maddie Murren. She has now got 10 points in the ballgame. 5:25 to play. Here comes Frankie Peterson out of the ballgame now for Hastings College. Courtney Spahn comes back in there for the Broncos. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Maddie Murren. It's now 44-19 in favor of Briarcliff. Here's a Courtney Spahn double team here in backcourt. Spahn gets the pass away to Brittany Wong. She mishandles the ball and goes out of bounds, but they're going to say his last touch here by Briarcliff.
Getting her hands on it there, Sarah Reeves of the Chargers. Hastings College will play things in on the far sideline. That's going to be Courtney Spahn looking to play things in. Finally does so to Kaylee Raggett down the far sideline. Cuts for the hole as she goes for the rack. It's going to be blocked down from behind. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings ball. Nice play there by the Chargers getting back on defense. 5:12 remaining here in the first half. 44-19. It's all Briarcliff here this afternoon. Stadler down in the corner. Double team. Now we got an offensive foul call on Alicia Stadler. Alicia got her shoulder down and knocked down a Briarcliff Charger. And that is big, big trouble. Stadler with four personal fouls here in the first half. So Jeff rolls the dice to keep her in there. Alicia Stadler has got four personal fouls with 5 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the first half. And the Broncos will have to go the rest of the way, at least most of the way here this afternoon, without their leading rebounder and leading scorer. It is 44-19. Briarcliff has got the lead, and the Broncos in deep, deep trouble here in the first half. There's a pass to the top of the key. It's going to be intercepted by the Broncos, but a whistle stops play. We're going to have a foul called here on the Chargers. A foul is going to go on Kelsey Evans. That's going to be your third. So the Broncos in deep trouble here in the first half against the second-ranked team in the country. Evans going to come out. Coming back into the ball game is going to be a She-Hawk. 44-19 is the score. It's been an eternity since Hastings hit a field goal. Brittany Wong will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. She's got 4 points. Her shot is up there. It is good. She'll get one more. 44-20. Hastings down by 24 points here in the first half. Women's college basketball in 1230 KHIS. Next shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Briarcliff. Chargers runner back the other way. That's a She-Hawk with the ball on the dribble. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Brittany Wong right out there. And we got a traveling violation call in She-Hawk. That's turnover number 4 on the Chargers. Hastings has got 8 against this Briarcliff defense. But the Broncos having a tough time finding the range offensively. Even when they do break the pressure, we can't buy a basket right now. Hastings down by 24 points. And Alicia Stadler on the bench with 4 personal fouls. And we're still in the first half. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball dribbling back here in backcourt. Goes to Sophia McDermott across the midcourt stripe to Kaylee Raggett. This shot is up and in. Kaylee Raggett scores there for Hastings at the 4:25 mark of the first half. It's 44-22. Briarcliff has doubled the score up on the Broncos. Here's a Stewart with the ball. Stewart goes inside. That's Summer Gordon back out on the right side to Zobel down at the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Hastings. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Brittany Wong got the rebound and got the pass away to Courtney Spahn, and a foul is going to be called here on the Briarcliff's Sarah Reeves. That's going to be her second foul, and now Hastings is in the bonus situation here. That's the 9th team foul on the Chargers. Going to the free throw line will be Courtney Spahn. Morningside blowing out Doan today across town here. It's Morningside 47, Doan 23. They got a minute and 27 seconds to play in the first half. Shot from the free throw line is no good by Courtney Spahn, and the rebound comes down to a Briarcliff. Down the right sideline, Murren has got it. Murren out in 3-point territory, now to Zobel. Her rainbow pass down in the left baseline to a Sarah Reeves. Hands it back here to Murren. Her pass deflected out of bounds there by Kaylee Raggett. End of the ball game now for Briarcliff will be a She-Hawk, and going out is going to be a Sarah Reeves. An athletic bunch here from Briarcliff. 9-2 on the season, coming off of a loss. They are spitting mad here this afternoon. She-Hawk has got the ball in the wing on the right side. Cross atop, goes to Murren, now down in the corner. That's going to be a Zobel with the ball. Ashley Zobel dribbles back out here into 3-point territory. Now cuts toward the basket, stops at the free throw line. Lobs to the far sideline is She-Hawk, and she is out of bounds. So Keely She-Hawk lost track of where she was on the floor there. She's out of bounds after she receives the pass. That's the 5th turnover. On the Chargers here in the ballgame, 3:41 to play. Here in the first half, all Briarcliff this afternoon. The Chargers with a 44-22 lead over Hastings. Broncos here in backcourt. Here's another pass. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. Murren takes it down the floor to Salcedo, and her shot is up and in. Backcourt turnover again on Hastings. That's 9 turnovers on the Broncos. 46-22. It's a Briarcliff out on top. There's a Laurel Zwiener with the ball. Laurel goes over there to a Kaylee Raggett down into the forecourt. The Sophia McDermott long-range jumpers off of the front iron. No good. Rebound to Zwiener. Dribbles out here on the right side of the lane. Entry pass to get it inside to McDermott. Backs up. Throws up a shot in the lane. Good. Sophia McDermott hits a field goal there for Hastings. It's now 46-24. Broncos trailing with 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Ashley Zobel has got it down for the Chargers. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. There's a Shehawk now, picked up there by Sophia McDermott. Shehawk bounce pass down low. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Zobel. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Laurel Zwiener grabbing the rebound there for Hastings. And then a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Ashley Zobel of Briarcliff. That's going to be her second. It's 46-24. Hastings College trailing here in the ballgame and going to the free throw line for Hastings College will be Laurel Zwiener. 75% foul shooter on the season. Zwiener has hit 9 out of 12. Just joining us, Alicia Stadler, our leading scorer, leading rebounder, already on the bench with 4 personal fouls. We're still in the first half. Zwiener to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Good. Zwiener averaging 7.4 points per ball game, 5.6 rebounds per game. A 6'4" and sophomore out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Zwiener will have one more. Her shot is up there, and the shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound here. It comes down to Briarcliff. Chargers have it. Maddie Byrne hustles into the fourth court now with a pass to Ashley Zobel. Hastings stays man-to-man. Zobel out here in three-point territory. Swings it to the left side. With the ball there is going to be Maddie Byrne. Bounce pass on the high post to Twait. Now down in the corner to Zobel. She drives for the hole. Her shot no good. She was knocked down. No foul called. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Outlet pass to the far sideline. To Courtney Spahn. Now to Raggett. To Sophia McDermott for 3. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound. Raggett in the lane. She's knocked down in a traveling violation. Finally, Hastings gets an offensive board there. And then Haley Raggett knocked down in the lane. And she's calling for the traveling. So Briarcliff will come back the other direction. You're listening to Bronco basketball this afternoon. We're at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. All Briarcliff this afternoon. The Chargers out on top by 21 points over Hastings. It's 46-25. Pass underneath the basket to Shehawk, and she is going to be fouled into play. Boy, Briarcliff getting easy shots at the bucket here, slicing up the Bronco defense. Sophia McDermott picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be 10 fouls plus on the Broncos. Briarcliff to the free throw line here for the Chargers. Stumping to the line is going to be Maddie Byrne. Byrne has already got 11 points in the ballgame. Rather, that's a Shehawk. Shehawk going to the free throw line, and her shot is in. Shehawk now with 6 points in the ballgame. She's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. 76% foul shooter on the season. 47-25, Briarcliff with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Shehawk. Here comes Cammie Breckman now to the ballgame for Hastings, and going out for Hastings College will be Courtney Spahn. So it's 48-25. Briarcliff with the lead. End of the ball game now will be Tanta Williams for the Chargers. And coming out is going to be Ashley Zobel. So the Broncos trying to break the pressure. Here in backcourt they do with a pass over there to Kaylee Raggett. Gets into the hands now of Breckman. Comes over here to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles back out here in the three-point territory. Stays with a dribble, sends it inside to Zwiener. Nice pass to the left side of the lane to Raggett, cutting for the hole, and she's going to be fouled into play as she goes up for the shot. A foul is going to go here on Briarcliff. It'll go on Twait. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Raggett, a 55% foul shooter in the season. So Kaylee Raggett to the free throw line now for the Broncos to try to slice into this lead. The shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Raggett will get one more. 5'11" and sophomore out of Kimball, Nebraska. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's 48-26. A minute and 45 seconds to play here in the first half from Sioux City this afternoon. There's Williams with the ball. Hands it down to Shehawk in the corner. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles outside. And a pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zwiener. That's a 6 turnover on the Chargers. So Hastings College gets the ball back here. 90 seconds to play in the first half. The Chargers leading by 22. Hastings with the ball in their offensive end. Sophia McDermott out to Brittany Wong, top of the key. Wong dribbling with it. Comes over to Sophia McDermott. Sophia still out in three-point territory. 10 seconds on the shot clock. McDermott, bounce pass comes to Cammie Breckman. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Over here on the wing on the right side of McDermott. Out to Brittany Wong. She throws up a three-pointer. It's up there, no good. Rebound, Zwiener had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So again, Hastings taking the shot clock right down to next to nothing there. Brittany Wong throws up the 3. Zwiener had the offensive board, but had it knocked out of her hands, and Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Breckman with it in her hands here, looking to inbound. Finally does so. Lobs it out here to McDermott. Dribbles inside, puts up a 12-footer. That one won't go. And a rebound comes down to Briarcliff, and a foul is going to be called in backcourt. The foul is going to go on Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be your first. And we're going to walk to the other end of the floor now. We're going to have a two-shot foul here. The Broncos way over the 10-foul limit here in the first half. Keila Chiak going to the free throw line. She's got 7 points already today. 4 out of 4 from the line. She's hit a three-pointer here in this first half, and her shot is up there. It is good. Almost a picture-perfect performance here by the Chargers against Hastings College. And the Broncos can do absolutely nothing right so far. Thus, the score, 49-26 in the first half. Second shot is up there. It is good. Hastings, the number one defensive team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, giving up only 55 points per ball game. And Briarcliff has put 50 on Hastings here in the first half. 50-26 with 48 seconds to play. There's a Kaylee Rango through the ball in the offensive zone. Now to Cammy Breckman. Breckman dribbling with it. Comes over to a Brittany Wong. On the high post now, they get it to a Raggett. Her bounce pass is going to be kicked by the Chargers, and Hastings will play things in. So they'll give the Broncos the 15 on the shot clock, and the Broncos will play things in off of the far sideline. You're listening to Bronco basketball here this afternoon. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 4 o'clock here in Sioux City. Cammy Breckman lobs it into Laurel Zwiener, left side of the lane. Now in the paint there, Sophia McDermott. Down on the baseline to Raggett. The shot from 15, no good. And a rebound comes down to Megan Salcedo. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Williams. Hustles into the forecourt. A feed down low on the baseline. Stewart turns around. Nobody there defensively, and she throws down a little 7-footer. No one around for the Bronco defense that time. Stewart turns around. She was surprised. Got the big eyes there. And just threw down a little short jumper off of the baseline. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 8 seconds left here in the first half. Down in the corner to McDermott. She throws it outside. Brittany Wong can't grab it. It's picked up here. Driving is going to be Murn, and her layup is no good, and that's the end of the first half. Wow, a nightmare for head coach Jeff Dittman here in the first half against the second-ranked team in the country in Briarcliff. The Chargers have the lead over Hastings College at halftime. The score after the first 20 minutes, it's Briarcliff 52, Hastings College 26. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
KHAS.
And we're back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon at halftime of the women's ball game. And boy, what a half with the Chargers. They have got the lead over Hastings College. The score is 52-26 here at the break. Briarcliff hot right out of the gates here this afternoon. Got out to a 10-4 advantage over Hastings. They led by the score of 17-10. Increased that lead to 23-15. Got it up to 26-17, and then it was a long, long time before the Broncos scored again. In fact, Briarcliff rattles off 17 points in a row. Check that, 16 points in a row. They outscore Hastings 16-0. Got into a 42-17 lead in the first half, and they have coasted along here this afternoon. 52-26 is our score at halftime as Briarcliff has got the lead over Hastings in this showdown of two of the top 10 rated teams in the NAIA Division II poll from last week. Briarcliff ranked number 2, Hastings at number 8. But Briarcliff has had an easy time with the Broncos here this afternoon, and Alicia Stadler is on the bench. She has got 4 personal fouls, picked up 4 fouls in the first half. The Broncos have to play most of this second half like they did in the first half without their leading scorer and leading rebounder on the season. Maddie Byrne is leading the way so far for Briar Cliff. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. Byrne has knocked down 3 3-pointers, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Keela Shehawk has got 9 points. She's got a 3-pointer, and she is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Krista Stewart off of the bench. She's got 9 points. She's got 1 3-pointer, and she's got 3 2-point field goals. Also scoring for Briar Cliff has been to Megan Salcedo. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Summer Gordon has got 4 points on a field goal. She's 2 of 2 from the line. Ashley Zobel has got 4 points, all in free throws. Kelsey Evans has got 3 points on a 3-pointer in the first half. And Sarah Evans has got a 3-pointer in the first half for only points in the ballgame. Kristen Twait has got a couple of free throws. She's got 2 points. Briar Cliff is 18 out of 18 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Hastings has got 6 points from Alicia Stadler before she got into foul trouble. Stadler had a field goal, and she's 4 of 4 from the line. Brittany Wong has got 5 points. She's got a field goal, and she's 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe for her 5. Taz York has got 5 points and a 3 and a 2. The other scorers for Hastings, Laurel Zwiener has got 3 points. She's got a field goal. She's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kaylee Raggeth has not got 3 points and a field goal. She's 1 out of 2 from the line. And 2 points for Melissa Thompson on a field goal. Hastings College trailing big time here in women's college basketball at halftime. It is 52-26. The Chargers with a lead over Hastings. Just got the shooting numbers in the first half. The Broncos hitting 34% from the field in the first half. They are 8 out of 23. Meanwhile, Briar Cliff is hitting 50%. They are 14 out of 28. Hastings is 1 out of 4 on 3-pointers for 25%. And Briar Cliff has knocked down 6 3-pointers. They are 6 out of 7 for 85% here in the first half. We mentioned that the free throw shooting, Briar Cliff 18 out of 18 from the foul line. Hastings College is hitting 9 out of 13 for 69%. Rebounds in favor of Briar Cliff as well. The Chargers have 18 rebounds compared to 13 for Hastings. The Chargers have 6 offensive rebounds compared to 5 for Hastings. The Broncos have 13 turnovers in the first half of play compared to 7 for Briar Cliff. Hastings with no block shots and 3 steals. Briar Cliff with no block shots and 8 steals already in the ballgame. Leading rebounder for the Broncos is Frankie Peterson. She's got 3 rebounds. Laurel Zwiener has also got 3 rebounds for the Broncos. And the leading rebounders for Briar Cliff, you've got Keela Shehawk with 4. And you've got Krista Stewart with a couple of rebounds. Maddie Byrne has got 2 as well. Megan Salcedo has got 3 for the Chargers. So again, the Chargers using a 16-0 run over Hastings College here in this first half of play. And the Chargers have a big lead at halftime. In fact, they doubled the score here on the Broncos at halftime. It's Briar Cliff 52, Hastings 26. Stick around. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next here on 1230 KHS. We'll check in with Tyson Avronik with Hastings College Spotlight. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business.
Happy holidays, happy savings on the Whirlpool family of appliances at Rogers Incorporated. Save on Whirlpool refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers, dryers, and more. And get a $300 prepaid MasterCard by mail with the purchase of 3 select Whirlpool kitchen appliances through December 24th. Ask Rogers for details. Happy holidays, happy savings at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings.
Today's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Hastings College goalkeeper Cody Petit. Cody, a senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, majoring in marketing with a 3.4 GPA. Cody led the team to the NAIA National Tournament the last 2 years, winning the national championship in 2010 and finishing runner-up this year. Hastings was 24-2 this year, and Cody was a 2010 NAIA Champion of Character Award recipient. The KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Hastings goalkeeper Cody Petit. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES. Tyson Ivronik with you. Joining us this morning, we have the new incoming president at Hastings College with us on the line. It is Dennis Trotter. First of all, Mr. President, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Tyson. It's a real pleasure to join you.
Dennis, let's first of all just start off by talking a little bit about you are the new incoming president this year over at Hastings College. And as we kind of near the halfway point of this school year, as we sort of wrap up the first semester, overall, your first impressions as on this first semester here at Hastings College?
Yeah, much of it's just a confirmation of what I knew as a candidate coming in. And it's a community of incredible warmth. I've been welcomed by both the community and the college members that are here. Continue to be impressed by the excellence of you know what occurs here, both in terms of athletics and things like the Messiah event that happens every 4 years in terms of the concert. But continue to be impressed by the excellence that is manifest here, and really encouraged by the relationship between the community and the college itself. So we're trying to strengthen those and continue those and work on the 130-year legacy that the college has had. So I couldn't be happier in terms of where we're at right now.
You mentioned that community relationship with Hastings College and the Hastings community. As the president of the college, how vital is that role that the community plays in both not only the community's success but Hastings College as well?
Well, it's absolutely vital. One of the reasons I took the job is because the scale of the city is such that Hastings can work directly with the city in terms of strategic initiatives, planning together. Much of the inauguration that we're planning in terms of my inauguration, which will happen this September, we want to involve the community as much as possible. And that's because the interplay between the college and the community happens at a level that doesn't occur every place else. If you're either in a larger city that may not take notice or may have other competing interests, the college may not be as important. And sometimes in a smaller community, there just isn't the scale for the interaction to occur. The infrastructure isn't there. So my meetings with the mayor and the city council and community leadership and business leaders has been just absolutely exceptional. And so I'm really excited about the opportunities that exist moving forward.
When we're talking about Hastings College as a whole, Dennis, a college that's really gained national recognition, and just to name a few, one of the best colleges according to Princeton Review, how has Hastings College been able to stay on that national accreditation for so long?
I think some of it is just that we're very authentic. We know who we are, and we do we serve that history and that legacy well. This is an institution that's rooted in Midwestern values, kind of the values of the prairie. This was a land that was supposed to be inhospitable. When the early explorers came back, they basically said, write it off. There's no way that anything will survive out there. And so I think there's kind of a grit and determination that's in our DNA from the earliest founding of the institution, in which we believe in kind of aspiring to dreams and, working with community. I mean, we had to be dependent upon those who were here, and I think that's still part of our legacy as we look at what we do moving forward. And I think there's a real opportunity to allow Hastings College and places like it to ascend to a national stage and talk about why the Midwest didn't go through some of the economic collapse that the rest of the country did, in addition to, explaining what it means to live in community and small towns. And I think as a nation, we kind of have missed that. And, you know, having worked in places like New York City and Los Angeles, I think I can, you know, speak from some experience in terms of our choosing to come to a place like Hastings to work, both at the college and within the city.
As we wrap things up here on the Hastings College Spotlight, Dennis, you mentioned that moving forward aspect of things. As we look in forward to the second semester of your first year as president here in the college, what are some things kind of on the horizon that would continue to make Hastings College continue to have us move forward?
Yeah, I don't think I can get too specific right now, but what I can say is that I've spent the first 6 months listening very carefully, both to community members, our alumni that are scattered throughout the state. We made trips to Broken Bow and Beatrice and Lincoln and Grand Island and Omaha. And I think that we have a pretty good idea about the kind of proposals that we need to put forward. And I think both the members of the community on campus and within the city can expect us to put some formal proposals out this spring that'll be part of a conversation and discussion that will begin in terms of our plans long-term moving forward. So we're very excited about that and look forward to the involvement of the community as we develop those further.
He is the new president over at Hastings College, Dennis Trotter. Dennis, we really appreciate your time here on the Hastings College Spotlight, and we look forward to talking with you in the future, sir.
Thank you, Tyson. Appreciate your good work.
Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Stay tuned. Second half basketball for the Broncos coming up after this.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
A healing environment. People who care for you and about you. A safe, comfortable place. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we are focused on privacy, patient-centered care, and advanced technology. That's our tradition and our promise. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare. Innovative comfort and care.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beamans Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beamans carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beamans also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beamans today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. Other games going on today. Morningside out on top of Doan by 30 here in Sioux City. The score is 54-24. It is Dort and Nebraska Wesleyan playing today. That game is tied up 28 points apiece at halftime. Mount Marty had a 26-22 lead over Midland at halftime. And here, Briar Cliff is leading by 26 points over Hastings College, if you can believe it. 52-26 is the score. The Chargers are rolling past Hastings College here this afternoon. What was the premier matchup in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon? It has not turned out that way, as Briar Cliff has rolled over Hastings College early in this ballgame. Broncos with 13 turnovers in the first half of play, and now they come out here and they've got to call a timeout 13 seconds into the second half. Hastings was trapped here on the right sideline, and they got to call a timeout to save the possession. 13 seconds into the second half. So 19:47 remaining here in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Briar Cliff 52, Hastings 26.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Chuck. Bronco basketball coming your way this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So it's going to be Briar Cliff They called the timeout 13 seconds. All right, Brian Cliff calls the timeout 13 seconds into the second half. Chargers will have the ball. Oh, it was a Hastings turnover there. But Brian Cliff has got it now to begin this second half. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to the Chargers. So Sarah Reeves has got the ball. Comes across the top to a Megan Salcedo. Brian Cliff shooting to our basket to our right here in this second half of play. That's Evans with the ball. Bounce pass inside to get it to Salcedo. She has hit. No foul called. And the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener. Well, Hastings is trailing by 26. 52-26 with 19-11 remaining in the ball game. Here from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. There's a Taz Yorig with the ball back outside the ring to Raggett. Now top of the key. That's going to be a Brittany Wong. Now to Zwiener with Lisa Stadler on the bench with four personal fouls here early in the second half. Zwiener has got a bounce pass into the lane. Raggett in a lot of company there goes up for the shot anyway. It's going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener. Follow shot no good. And the rebound brought out there by Megan Salcedo. Outlet pass comes to Sheehawk. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Sheehawk here on the right sideline. Gets the ball out to the top of the key. Now to a Megan Salcedo. Down the right side, it's going to be a Sarah Reeves. Down on the baseline to Evans. Reverse layup, good. Kelsey Evans drives to the hole there. Reverse layup underneath the hole. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's 54-26. Hastings College trailing here in the ball game. That's a Courtney Spahn with the ball here in backcourt. Gets it to a Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener dribbles a couple of times. Comes to the near side. She's going to bring it into the offensive zone here. The big, tall Pleasanton native here brings it to the near sideline and hands the ball away now to a Brittany Wong. Dribbles in the lane. Now to Taz Yorick. Right side three-pointer. Good. Taz Yorick nails a three-pointer for Hastings. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 54-29. Brian Cliff has got the lead. Here's a ball that's going to be lost there by a Sheehawk. And the ball is going to be brought down by Hastings. Sheehawk loses the ball. Now the other way. Taz Yorick drives to the layup. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sheehawk. Back the other way to Reeves. Bounce pass inside to a Twait. Her shot's no good, but she's fouling the play. And Hastings with a foul here. Personal foul going to be whistled on Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line for Briar Cliff is going to be Kristen Twait. Twait has got 2 points in the ball game thus far and a couple of free throws. 81% foul shooter in the season. She's now 15 out of 18 from the free throw line this season. Briar Cliff was 18 out of 18 from the line in the first half, and they hit their first one here. Wow, they're doing everything right here today. They have not missed a free throw, and it's now 55-29. Hastings allows 55 points per ball game during the season so far, 55.2 to be exact, number one in the conference, and Briar Cliff has achieved that within the first minute of this second half. Twait hits the second free throw, and it's now 56-29. Briar Cliff has got to lead the second-ranked team in the country here this afternoon, rolling past Hastings after they were beaten on Wednesday night down in Concordia. There's a pressure in backcourt, and a jump ball is going to be called. Courtney Spahn again stops about to 5 feet from the midcourt stripe. That's where they like to trap you, and that's exactly what happened. Briar Cliff ties up Courtney Spahn here. That's going to be a turnover. Well, let's see. It's going to be pointing in favor of Hastings. Briar Cliff again was going to inbound the ball. But Hastings will get it on the alternating jump, so no turnover here. But a jump ball situation there with Courtney Spahn tied up in backcourt. Here's Brittany Wong, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her little seven-footer is up there, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, and it's picked up here by Maddie Murren. Murren gets the ball ahead now to a Zobel. Long pass down the floor. Shot is up and in. Sarah Reeves scoring there for Brian Cliff. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 58-29. Hastings College down big time here. Here's Brittany Wong driving back the other way. Her shot is up and in. Wong gets loose and scores on an easy layup there. It's 58-31. Long pass down the floor. It's going to be thrown out of bounds. Trying to take it down the far sideline to Manny Murren, and they threw it too far. A turnover on the Chargers. That's going to be number 9 in the ball game for them. So Hastings will play things in. We got 16:59 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing by the score of 58-31. Briar Cliff led at halftime 52-26. Here's Laurel Zwiener with the ball in backcourt. Hands it away to a Cammy Bruckman, who's into the ball game now. Cammy comes back here to Zwiener. She dribbles the ball again to the 10-second line of the midcourt stripe. Pass is deflected. It's picked up by Thompson. Now a pass underneath to Bruckman. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Brian Cliff. Running back the other way is going to be Williams. Her entry pass into the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zwiener. She gets it away now to a Brittany Wong. Wong right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Finds a seam. Drives the ball to the basket, and she's fouled into play. The foul here is going to be on Megan Salcedo of Briar Cliff. That's going to be her first team foul number one on the Chargers here in the second half of play. This will be a shooting situation as Wong was in the active shooting here. As she'll go to the free throw line, Brittany Wong now with 7 points in the ball game. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line so far this afternoon as Brittany Wong puts it up there. The shot good. Wong will have one more. She's a 57% foul shooter in the season. Serena Williamson coming into the ball game now for Hastings, a freshman from Bloomfield, Colorado. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brittany Wong. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and now Jeff wants to call a timeout. Jeff Dittman calls a timeout, 16-28 to play in the ball game. It's Briar Cliff, 58, Hastings College, 33.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
I don't know what's in the water here in Sioux City because Morningside blowing out Doan here this afternoon as well across town. It is Morningside leading Doan 72-37. They've got 12 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the ball game there. This way, we got Briar Cliff out on top of Hastings by the score of 58-33. They've got 16-28 to play in our ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan and Dort tied up at halftime at 28 points apiece. And we see in the second half now in Yankton, South Dakota, 11 and a half minutes to play in that ball game. Mount Marty out on top of Midland by a score of 43-37. Late game tonight will be at 6. Concordia playing at Dakota Wesleyan in Mitchell, who wins college basketball. So Hastings College trailing here 58-33. If you're just joining us, Brian Cliff went on a 16-0 run in the first half, and the Broncos have not recovered. Broncos playing without Alicia Stadler, who picked up 4 personal fouls in the first half. Shot from the deep left corner. It's up and in. A 3-pointer. That's a She-Hawk again. She-Hawk now with but 12 points in the ball game. That's her second 3-pointer of the contest. It's now 60-33. Broncos here in backcourt. They get it to a Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman approaches the midcourt stripe. Got away with a traveling violation there. Hastings now throws the ball out of bounds, but it's going to be tipped out by Briar Cliff. Wong trying to get it to a Taz Yorig, who hit a 3-pointer there not long ago, about the same spot. Ball tipped out of bounds there by the Chargers. So Hastings College will play things in. Cammy Breckman will play her in for Hastings. Gets it to Yorig. Now they get it inside to Melissa Thompson. Her shot is in. Nice pass there by Yorig. And Thompson gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's now got 4 points. 60-35. Briar Cliff with a lead. There's a She-Hawk with the ball. She-Hawk goes on a high post, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Thompson. Melissa Thompson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her 4th. So Thompson now with 4. Alicia's got 4. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. They're in the second half of play. Playing things in will be Ashley Zobel underneath their own hole here for the Briar Cliff Chargers. Zobel looking inbound, does so out to the free throw line. Picked up there by Murren. Drives down the lane. Her short jumper is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings has it. That's Breckman with the ball, trying to get it out of there. Breckman finally gets it in the hands of Thompson. Thompson gets the ball ahead. Now to Taz Yorick. 2-on-1. Drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Taz Yorick scores for Hastings. She's got 10 points in the ball game. It is 60-37. Briar Cliff with a lead. We're down to 15-15 remaining here in the ball game from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. Bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Williamson. They get it cleared out to Melissa Thompson, and a foul is called here in backcourt. A traveling violation is going to be called. All right, traveling violation is called to Melissa Thompson here in backcourt. 14 turnovers now in Hastings. Mike Power making some substitutions now, the head man for Briar Cliff. Chargers have looked sharp here this afternoon. It's 60-27. Inbounds past him to Krista Stewart. Now in the lane to Gordon. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Taz Yorig. Yorig runs her back the other way. 3-on-3. Feeds over here to Wong. Her 15-footer is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Briar Cliff, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Breckman of Hastings. A rebounding foul. That's going to be your second. That's the third team foul on Hastings. Ashley Zobel brings the ball back now for the Chargers. Right-handed dribble picked up there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Zobel behind his screen, moves to the left side of the floor, now reverses, comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's a Murren. Murren down top for the key. Summer Gordon has got it. One dribble and sends it over on the wing to Murren. Murren moves it down into the baseline on the dribble. Now stops. He's in trouble. Double teamed over here. Finally gets the ball away. Back outside to Stewart. Long range jumper from three. No good. Goes to the Coffin corner in the far sideline. Out of bounds. Hastings ball. So the Broncos will play things in. 14:26 remaining. Women's college basketball here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. We've got the men's game coming up at 4 here this afternoon between Hastings and Briarcliff. Broncos with the ball here in backcourt. As they get it to Melissa Thompson. Thompson splits between a couple of defenders. Goes to Wong, and she has the ball tipped out of her hands. Nope, she lost it out of bounds. Wong said it was tipped. The officials don't agree. They give the ball to a Briarcliff, a 15th turnover on Hastings. There comes Keela Shehock back into the ball game now, replacing Maddie Murren for Briarcliff. 14-14 remaining here in the ball game from Sioux City this afternoon, 60-37. Hastings College trailing. The Broncos, the eighth-ranked team in the country, but they're being destroyed here today by Briarcliff. Chargers looking for their 10th win of the season. In fact, both teams looking for their 10th win of the season here this afternoon. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be tipped away by Melissa Thompson, and I think Thompson just picked up her fifth foul. Melissa Thompson just fouls out of the ballgame. With 14 minutes and 1 second to play here in the ballgame, she fouls out with 4 points. So Thompson is out. And Alicia Stadler comes back in there now. She's been sitting a long, long time. She picked up her fourth foul about midway through the first half. There's a shot that's up there and in by Krista Stewart. So they're going to go and work now, I assume, on Stadler with four personal fouls. Alicia couldn't do much right there as Krista Stewart gets the easy field goal. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. Here's Stadler now into the offensive zone for Hastings. It is 62-37. Broncos trailing here in the ballgame. Cammie Breckman finds a seam, drives into the basket. Her shot is up and in. Nice move to the hole there by the former Silver Lake Mustang. And Cammie Breckman, long pass down to four. They get it to a Shehock. She spins in the lane, puts up a shot. She's fouled. She is fouled into play here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her third. So going to the free throw line now will be Shehock. That's going to be the 15th foul on the Broncos here in the second half. Briarcliff has got one. So Keela Shehock to the free throw line. She has got 12 points in the ball game. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. They hit another one. Briarcliff came in as the 9th best free throw shooting team in the conference, and they have not missed one here this afternoon. They continue to rattle up the points here from the free throw line as a Shehock will now go to the line for his second try. It is up there, and the shot good. That's why sometimes statistics lie. The 9th best free throw shooting team in the conference has got 20 free throws in a row at least here in this ballgame. Hastings comes back this way now as they come to a Williamson who's getting pressed into action here this afternoon. Saria Williamson. Here's going to be Sophia McDermott. Gets the ball to Breckman. Breckman down the near sideline now with only 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Breckman goes for the hole and shot is up and in. Cammy Breckman has got 4 points in the ball game. It's 64-41. We're 7 minutes into the second half here this afternoon. 13 minutes to play. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. Here's Williams with the ball. Santé Williams comes out between the rings now. Dribbling with the ball there is going to be Krista Stewart, picked up by Alicia Stadler. Bounce pass is going to be kicked by Stadler. And now what do we have? We got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Briarcliff. So Hastings will get it. It's going to go away from all the action on Summer Gordon. That's going to be her first. So Summer Gordon picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Chargers. It'll be a turnover on Briarcliff. They're 12th in the ball game. Hastings will play things in. Again, the Chargers applying pressure back here in backcourt. Cammie Breckman comes over here to Alicia Stadler. Now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott now to a Cammie Breckman. Gets it in the offensive zone. Dribbles to the wing on the left side. Down to McDermott. Two-handed pass inside to Stadler. Goes for the rack. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's fouling the play. Stadler knocked down a defender in the lane there, but a foul is going to go on Briarcliff. And Stadler will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Stadler so far has got 6 points in the ballgame. He's 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Personal foul 1 on Kelsey Evans. That's going to be her 4th for Briarcliff. So Stadler to the free throw line here for Hastings. And his shot is up there. It's no good. Alicia, a 71% foul shooter on the season. Hastings, the 10th best free throw shooting team in the conference. hitting 65% as a team. Back into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Maddie Murren. Sadler's next free throw is up there. It's going to be good. So she hits one out of two from the stripe. And the lead now for Briar Cliff is 64-42 with 12 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Here's a Williams with the ball, dribbling left and now right. Comes down the right side of the lane. Her scoop shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Statler. So despite four fouls, Alicia goes with a block there and knocks that one away from Shantae Williams. And it's going to be Briar Cliff playing it in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Morningside rolling past Doan today, 81-46. They've got about 7 minutes to play over at Morningside here in Sioux City. There's a long jumper from the corner from Twait. No good. Long rebound comes out to Taz Yorick. Takes off, drives it down to the floor, and she scores easily. Taz Yorick drives it down the floor, and she's now got 6 field goals and 12 points here in the ball game. Back the other way. Some contact made again as a Sheehawk drove her down the lane there for Briar Cliff and runs right into Cammy Breckman, who picks up her fourth personal foul. So Breckman has now got 4. Into the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Ashley Zobel. Boy, the Chargers just keep running the big athletic girls in there. Zobel will now play things in way out on top as they get it to a Salcido. She grabs the ball here. Hastings is still trying to hang with him with a man-to-man defense. Ashley Zobel goes inside. Here's a Twait, goes for the rocker shot. Good, and she fouled. Kristen Twait hits the field goal there, and the personal foul is going to go on Alicia Statler, and we can say goodbye to Alicia. She fouls out of the ball game with 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. Statler fouls out with 7 points. End of the ball game now is going to be Laurel Zwiener for Hastings. So now we've got Melissa Thompson on the bench. We've got Alicia Statler on the bench. Both have fouled out of the ball game. Kristen Twait goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. Her shot is up there. Good. Brian Cliff has yet to miss a free throw here this afternoon. It's now 67-44. Briar Cliff out on top here in women's college basketball. They led at halftime 52-26. Here's Sophia McDermott on the dribble, races it into the offensive zone. The Cammy Breckman drives it down the left side of the lane to the basket. She goes, her shot good, and she's fouled. Cammy Breckman now with 3 field goals here. All in the second half, she's got 6 points, and the foul is going to be whistled on Kristen Twait. That's going to be her 3rd. End of the ball game now for Briar Cliff is going to be Sarah Reeves. Going out will be Ashley Zobel. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman, 53% foul shooter in the season. She's 8 out of 15, the former Silver Lake Mustang. At the stripe here to try to make this a 3-point player. Shot good. Breckman now with 7 points in the ball game, and it's a 20-point lead for Briar Cliff at 67-47. Sheehawk with the ball comes across the top to Twait. Over on the wing now on the left side is Sarah Reeves behind the screen from Salcido. Now they give the ball away to Salcido in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to McDermott. Long pass down and forward to Taz Yorick. Shot good, and she's fouled. Taz Yorick gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. So Taz now at 14 points in the ball game for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Sarah Reeves. That's going to be her 3rd. Into the ball game again for Briar Cliff is going to be Kelsey Evans. Coming to the bench is going to be Megan Salcido. Also coming out is going to be, well, let's see, Reeves is going to come back out of there, and coming back in is going to be Salcido. To the free throw line will be Taz Yorick. 67-49. The Broncos now within 18. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Taz. And the rebound comes down to Kelsey Evans. For Briar Cliff, right-handed dribble back into the offensive zone. Ball tapped away by Taz. Evans picks her back up. Kelsey dribbling left, now right, takes it down the lane, all the way to the basket. Shot good. Kelsey Evans scoring there. She's got 7 points in the ball game. 69-49. The Chargers have the lead. We're halfway through this second half from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. There's a Laurel Zwiener in backcourt. She's got a dribble with the ball. You don't like your big post player dribbling with the ball, but she does. Cammy Breckman has now got it to Raggett. Comes across the lane to Taz Yorick. And her shot is good, and she's fouled again. Basket's going to count as the player goes down in the lane. That's a Sheehawk, and she's going to be hit with a personal foul. The back is going to count here for Taz. So Taz Yorick keeping Hastings at least semi-close here. Sheehawk picks up her first personal foul. And Taz will go back to the free throw line here for the Broncos. She's got 16 points in the ballgame for Hastings. 69-51. The Broncos are trailing by 18 points. As Taz Yorick will go to the line one more time here. Missed her last 3-point attempt just a few seconds ago, and she misses that one. So Taz has missed a couple of free throws. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, but it's brought down here by a Matty Murren now for Briar Cliff. Hands it away to Kelsey Evans. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. The Broncos within 18 points now. 69-51, driving all the way to the basket. A shot is up there and in. Boy, the Broncos defense today had been a lot to be desired. Matty Murren now with 13 points in the ballgame. It's 71-51. There's the ball tipped out of bounds there by Evans on the far sideline. Hastings came into the ballgame giving up only 55.2 points per ballgame. Briar Cliff has got 71 on the board. And we still got 10 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Briar Cliff as a team is averaging 83 points per ballgame on offense. They are number one in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings number one on defense. Those numbers will certainly change. And now we've got an over and back situation here for Hastings as they played it on the far sideline. An over and back situation for Hastings, a turnover on the Broncos, and now they're making mental mistakes down the stretch here. 16 turnovers on the Broncos. It's going to be Kelsey Evans on the dribble now for Briar Cliff. Brings it into the offensive zone against Brittany Wong. Evans starts off left, now right behind the screen. Bounce pass goes inside to Salcedo. Double team, brings it out on the wing. The 28 down to baseline. A jumper is put up there. It's no good by Murren. Rebounded here on the weak side by Kristen Twait. Comes back out in the deep wing on the right side down to a Matty Murren. Murren on the dribble takes it to the left side of the floor. Down in the corner to Twait. Bounce pass inside to Salcedo. Puts a move on Raggett. Puts it up there with her left hand. Shot no good. Tip try good. Kristen Twait scoring there for Briar Cliff. She's got 9 points in the ball game. 73-51. Briar Cliff has got the lead. We're down to 9:34 to play. There's a pass in the center of the floor. Brittany Wong has got it. Wong runs into a double team and a traveling violation. 17 turnovers now on Hastings. Down to the scorer's table. Checking in for the Broncos is going to be Courtney Spahn. Coming out is going to be Raggeth. Melissa Thompson on the bench with five fouls. Alicia Statler on the bench with five fouls for Hastings. The Broncos are trailing 73-51 after falling behind 52-26 by halftime. Kelsey Evans with the ball here for Briar Cliff. Evans dribbles behind his screen. Now they get the ball to the free throw line to Twait. Over here on the right side is Summer Gordon. Picked up there by Courtney Spahn. Here's a pass down on the baseline. Deflected, but a foul is going to be called. Well, we've seen a ton of fouls in this ballgame today. That one goes on Sophia McDermott. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. So this will be a 1-1 situation. Going to the free throw line will be Matty Murren. Murren has got 13 points in the ballgame today. 11 of those have come in the first half. She's 2 out of 2 from the line. Her shot is up there. It is good. Matty will have one more. Four teams start the day with one conference loss. Concordia, Hastings, Briar Cliff, and Morningside. There's a second shot. It's up there. It's good by Matty Murren. She's now got 15. Hastings threatening to lose her second conference game here this afternoon. 75-51. Courtney Spahn with the ball. Entry passing it to Zwiener. Shot right in front. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Taz Yorick. Her shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Briar Cliff. Matty Murren running back the other way with a right-handed dribble. Comes into the forecourt. Stops and gets the ball to Kelsey Evans. Bounce pass poked away from Twait at the elbow left side. Now the scramble is on. Who's got it? It's going to be Briar Cliff. That's a Sheehawk with the ball. Sheehawk now to Evans for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Foul called. The foul here is going to go on Briar Cliff. That's going to go on Kristen Twait. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team foul number 7 on the Chargers here in the ball game. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a 1-1 situation for Laurel Zwiener. Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Pursue your passion at Hastings College, and you can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Laurel Zwiener. She'll have one more. Zwiener now at 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos now trailing by the score of 75-52. Jeff Dittman still hashing things out with one of the referees here on the near sideline. It has not been a good relationship today between Jeff and the officiating crew. The second free throw is no good, but Hastings gets the offensive board here as a Frankie Peterson grabs it. Now to the right sideline, McDermott puts a girl in the air, fires up a three, her shot no good, battle for the rebound. It's Frankie Peterson. Foul shot is up and in. Peterson grabs the offensive board and puts it down through the hole, 75-54. Down to 8:15 to play here in the ball game. Here's Kelsey Evans working up the floor now against a Brittany Wong. Evans starts off left, now comes to the right side of the floor. Still on the dribble, reverses the ball, gets to the Krista Stewart, who's back into the ball game. Stewart, bounce pass over here to a Kelsey Evans. Evans dribbling right side of the lane, stops at the top of the three-point circle. Right on her face defensively is Wong, and now we got a timeout by the Briar Cliff head coach and Mike Power. So Hastings applying a little defense there, and a timeout is called. 7 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Briar Cliff 75, Hastings 54.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mount Marty is out on top of Midland, 61-43. They got 2:52 to play in their ball game. Northwestern is... Morningside is blowing out Doan today, just down the road from us here, 89-55. They've got, 16 seconds to play in that ball game. So that one's heading close to being done. Here's the inbounds pass. They get it to Evans in a lane. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. They lob that ball from the near sideline. Evans in the lane goes up for the shot. It was no good, but a foul is called on the rebound. That's going to go on Briar Cliff. So Hastings will come back the other way and go into the free throw line. It's going to be Spahn. Here comes Taz Yorick down at the scorer's table. She will check in and replace Sophia McDermott. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Courtney Spahn. She has not scored so far today. Spahn, a 58% foul shooter on the season. And she'll go to the free throw line. Courtney eyes the bucket here for the Broncos, and her shot is up there. That one is in and out and back in again. That one is now final at Morningside as... The Mustangs beat Doan today by a score of 89-56, the final score. Morningside 89, Doan 56 in women's college basketball. Second shot, it is up there. It is good from Courtney Spahn. First 2 points of the ball game for her. It's now a 75-56 ball game. There's the ball tipped away, and a foul is going to be called here. They go on to Hastings on Aaron Vanderpool is into the ball game for the first time. Vanderpool picks up her first. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos, and going to the free throw line will be, looks like Ashley Zobel is going to go to the line here. Zobel with 4 points in the ball game on 4 free throws. She eyes the bucket, and this one is up there. It's good. Briar Cliff is still perfect from the free throw line this afternoon, as Zobel will have one more. 76-56. Next one is up there. That one is good. Hits the front iron. He gets the backspin down through the hole. 77-56. Hastings will play it in. It's going to be intercepted by Zobel. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected. It's picked up here by Sheehawk. So a turnover on the Broncos. Briar Cliff attacking back the other way. A shot is up there. It's no good. And a foul is going to be called. Summer Gordon misses the easy one there after a nice pass came in there from Maddie Murren. And going to the free throw line will be Summer Gordon. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson, who's being pressed into action this afternoon. The 6 foot freshman out of Broomfield, Colorado. Shot is up there from the free throw line. It's good again. Summer Gordon now 3 out of 3 from the stripe. 78-56. Briar Cliff out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. Summer Gordon's next one is up there. It's good. Boy, the Chargers have been automatic from the stripe here this afternoon. Now 79-56. Broncos again have. Facing some pressure here in backcourt. Taz Yorick down the far sideline to Aaron Vanderpool. Looks up 2-on-3, and she'll hold things up. There's a feed inside. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Williamson. The ball is picked off by Stewart. Long pass down there for the Sheehawk. Drives for the basket. Shot no good. Tip trying no good. Rebounded by Hastings. Broncos have it back here. Taz Yorick goes to the far sideline to Vanderpool. Now to Taz into the forecourt. Taz Yorick with the ball on the wing on the right side for Hastings College. Trying to get away from Zobel. Comes out here to Courtney Spahn. Dribble penetration down the lane. Running one-hander. Good. Courtney Spahn scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. 79-58. Now a foul is going to be called here as Taz Yorick goes for the steal and runs right into the back of Maddie Murren. So Taz picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 10 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Maddie Murren. Maddie Murren goes to the stripe now. for Briarcliff. Looks up to the shot. That one rims off. No good. The first miss of the afternoon from the stripe for Briarcliff. Maddie Byrne now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. But the score is in favor of the Chargers. It is 79-58. Maddie Byrne will have one more shot. Is up there. She drains that one. 80-58. So Briarcliff is nearing their season average of 83 points per ball game. Hastings College back quickly with the ball. Vanderpool goes for the hole, and she has it knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Good job there defensively getting back Sarah Reeves. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here. Aaron Vanderpool will trigger things in for the Broncos. Vanderpool comes over here on the wing to Taz. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Ball is tapped out of there. Williamson grabs it in the corner. Out to Taz Yorick, dribbles into the paint. Bounce pass down low to Williamson. Now to Frankie Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Frankie Peterson gets the field goal there for Hastings, and she'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. The bucket's going to count. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Megan Salcido. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 on the Chargers to the free throw line will be Peterson. Shot is up there. She misses that one. 80-60, a 20-point lead. Chargers have the ball. Here's a Murren. Murren circles around back out of here in three-point territory. Now to Reeves. Her long-range jumper from 3, no good. Rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. Spahn's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Maddie Byrne as they turn it away here in backcourt. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be tipped, and Courtney Spahn gets it right back. He's running back 2-on-2 all the way to the basket. Shot is up there, no good. Tip try is up and in. That's Williamson with the tip there who gets her first field goal of the ball game here for Hastings, and it's 80-62. Here's a Zobel with the ball, drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn. Long pass down the floor, way over the head of everybody. Sarah Reeves brings it down here for Briarcliff, and she brings it back in the offensive zone. The Broncos with 20 turnovers plus here in the ball game here. On the wing on the right side is a Sarah Reeves. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Twait with the ball. Turnaround jumper up and in over Spahn. Kristen Twait scoring there. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 82-62 with 5.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Here's Aaron Vanderpool. 2-on-1. She goes to Courtney Spahn, and her shot is up and in. And now Hastings breaking down this defense a little bit, getting a lot of 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s. Courtney Spahn scoring there. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Long pass inside. It's going to be grabbed here by Twait, and her shot is up and in. Of course, we can't play defense on the other end. It doesn't make any difference how many points we score. 84-64. Briarcliff again leading by 20 points. Down the near sideline with the ball is Courtney Spahn. Stomps on the wing. Comes out here to Frankie Peterson. And a foul is going to be called out here on Ashley Zobel. That's going to be Ashley's third. And going to the free throw line for Hastings to shoot 2 is going to be Frankie Peterson. 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. In between games, we'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. So stick around for that. Shot from the free throw line is up and in here by Peterson. She has now got 5 points in the ball game. Peterson, just a 46% foul shooter in the season. Is it 1 out of 2 today? And Frankie will have one more. 84-65. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Here's a Raggett back into the contest now. Williamson checks out. So Frankie Peterson will have one more shot here for Hastings. She sets at the free throw line and drains that one. So Peterson now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 84-66. Williams has got the ball now for Briarcliff. Dribbles all the way to the baseline. Back out on the wing with a pass to a Shehawk. Peterson comes out to guard her. Now Josie Schomp, who's in the ball game, comes out to Megan Salcido. Inside, shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Salcido's nice pass to Krista Stewart. Stewart scores, and she's fouled in the play. 13 points in the ball game now by Krista Stewart. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Kaylee Raggett. That's going to be her third. So Stewart to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. The second miss of the day for the Briarcliff squad from the charity stripe. 86-66. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Josie Schomp on the wing on the right side to get it to a Breckman. Dryston in the lane. A shot up there left-handed is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Stewart. Outlet pass on the near sideline is Shehawk. Her pass deflected, picked up by Salcido. Her shot in the lane rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Raggett with the ball. Raggett now in the backcourt to Vanderpool. She will bring things up against Shehawk. Vanderpool steps across the midcourt stripe and then takes an extra step, and you can't do that. Traveling violation on Hastings. 21 turnovers on the Broncos here in the ballgame. Briarcliff averages 27 on the defensive end. But Hastings trailing by 20, 86-66. Here's the inbounds pass over the far side. Sheehawk had problems with it. But now gets it under control. Brings it into the forecourt. Bounce pass goes inside, and we got a jump ball. It's going to be called. Again, they tried to get it inside there to Krista Stewart. The pass a little bit low. Stewart had to reach down to grab it, and she's tied up on the play there by Kaylee Raggett of Hastings. But the arrow is pointing in favor of the Chargers, so they will play things in. There's a shot taken off of the inbound. It's up and in by Salcedo. Now with 10 points in the ballgame. Mount Marty has beaten Midland today 62-50. That one has gone final up in Yankton. There's a bounce pass that's going to be knocked away from Cammie Bruckman, but a foul is going to be called here on Krista Stewart. So Morningside has beaten Doan today in women's college basketball by a score of 89-56. And it was Mount Marty today, winners over Midland, 62-50. A couple of ball games that have already wrapped up. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in. For Cammie Bruckman, she has now got 8 points in the ballgame. She's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes Maddie Byrne back into the ballgame. Here comes a Summer Gordon back in there. 88-67, 3:42 to play here in the contest this afternoon. Here comes the next one. It is up there. That's going to be short. Rebound. Frankie had it. Lost it. It goes out of bounds. And last touchdown there by Summer Gordon. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Salcedo back into the ballgame now for Briarcliff, replacing Summer Gordon. Hastings will play things in. Frankie Peterson comes out to Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Salcedo. Salcedo gets the ball away now to Shante Williams. Races the ball into the offensive zone, down the near sideline, all the way to the baseline. A pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Josie Schomp. Turnover number 13 on the Chargers. Hastings trailing 88-67. Women's college basketball, Josie Schomp, bounce pass goes inside, going for the basket and scoring there is Kaylee Raggett. Nice pass by Schomp in the lane there as Kaylee Raggett takes it right to the hole, 88-69. Broncos trailing here in the contest. That's Williams with the ball. Williams against Vanderpool, moves it over in the wing to Sheehawk, picked up there by Josie Schomp. Out on top again to a Murren. A lot of traffic out there. Murren gets away from McCammy Bruckman, dribbles down the left side of the lane, scoop shot all the way to the basket. It's going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. On the rebound, it's going to go on Megan Salcedo, I believe, Briarcliff. That's the case. Salcedo picks up her third. And now we will walk to the other end of the floor here, and we'll have some more free throws. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in this one. Briarcliff got out to a 26-point halftime lead, and they have not looked back. It's 52-26 at halftime, and now it's 88-69. Shot from the free throw line is up there for Hastings. It is no good. That's Peterson there. He is now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line this afternoon. Things don't get any easier for Hastings. They'll be off on Wednesday. And the Hastings will face Northwestern, the defending national champions, next Saturday at home. Second shot is up there. It rattles home. It is good for Peterson. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame. So Hastings will face the defending NAIA national champions, Northwestern, next Saturday. Back to the Osborne Sports Complex beginning at 2 o'clock. 88-70. Hastings trailing by 18 here. Zobel has got top of the key. They lob it inside to Salcedo, and she's going to be fouled in a play. Megan Salcedo was double-teamed in there. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on Peterson. That's going to be her first. Hastings way over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So going to the free throw line, 4-2 will be Megan Salcedo. She had 9 the other night against Concordia in their loss, and she's got 10 points here this afternoon, averaging 9.4 on the season. 79% foul shooter, and the shot is up there. It is good. Megan Salcedo will have one more. She's actually 7th this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage, 89-70. Here comes Megan Salcedo's next shot. It is up there. It is good. So Briarcliff continues to shoot the ball well from just about everywhere, from the field, 3-point range, from the free throw line. Thus, they have a 20-point lead. It's 90-70. Broncos again facing some pressure back here in backcourt. There's Cammie Bruckman, brings it into the offensive zone with a left-handed dribble. And now Hastings will set up in the half-court offense. Cammie Bruckman out here in three-point territory. Looking, look out. 5-second violation.
Start your basketball.
22 turnovers now on Hastings. As the Chargers will play things in here on the near sideline, Maddie Murren with the ball high above her head here looking to play things in. And they finally get it in to a Sheehawk. She is double-teamed out here, and she's checked from behind, and a foul is going to be called. She's going to go on Breckman, and I think she is gone. Yep, third member of the Bronco basketball team that's retired here on fouls. She fouls out with 2:14 to play. Breckman leads with 8 points all in the second half. So Breckman is gone. Melissa Thompson is gone. Alicia Stadler long gone. 90-70 is the score. The Chargers have the lead. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Sheehawk. Sheehawk so far in the ball game has got 14 points. She is 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. She's hit a couple of three-pointers. And her shot is up there. She drains another one. Sheehawk will have one more here. A 5'8" junior out of Avon, South Dakota, as she will toe the mark for her second free throw. It is up there. That one is off of the mark. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Peterson has got the ball now, 91-70, as we approach the two-minute mark here in this one. Dribbling across the midcourt stripe for Hastings is going to be Vanderpool all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. And ripping down the rebound is going to be Summer Gordon. Loses the ball, but is picked up by Zobel. Zobel now gets into the hands of Sheehawk. She'll bring things up here against the Josie Schomp of Hastings. Sheehawk with it, moves it to the left side of the floor. Down on the baseline, takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. The defense has not been real cherry for the Broncos here this afternoon. 93-70. Briar Cliff still leading by 23 points. A pass down the near sideline, chased down by Schomp down in the corner. Josie jumped past in the lane, grabbing it there as Raggett, and her shot is up and in. Kaylee Raggett scores on a pass there from Josie Schomp down in the corner, and it's 93-72. A 21-point lead for the Chargers. Here's Ashley Zobel with the ball in backcourt. Finally gets it across the midcourt stripe there against the Vanderpool of Hastings. Now stomps out here in three-point territory. Zobel gets the pass away. That's going to be a Maddie Murren with the ball. Murren picked up out there by Taz Yorg of Hastings. We're down to 1:06 to play. Maddie Murren on the dribble. Brings it to the right side of the lane. Passes down in the corner. That's going to be a Sheehawk. Throws up a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Vanderpool, her pass is going to be deflected away at the midcourt stripe, and it's picked up here by Briarcliff. Another turnover on the Broncos. Sheehawk has got the ball. Sheehawk into the forecourt now. She works against Josie Schomp out there. Down to 44 seconds to play. Sheehawk goes inside. Here's a short jumper put up there by Gordon. No good. Ball tapped around. It comes out to the free throw line. It's picked up there by Briarcliff. Who's got it? Now Heather Haber lost the ball. It's picked up by Hastings. That's Raggett coming back the other way in a traveling violation. Raggett got the field goal to go, but a traveling violation is called on Kaylee. So a turnover on Hastings, their 24th of the ball game. And with 29 seconds to play, it is 93-72. 93-72 with 25 seconds to go here in this one. Ashley Zobel has got the ball now for Briarcliff. She works in back here against Vanderpool. Gets it into the offensive zone here. Down to 15 seconds to play. Ashley Zobel gets away from Vanderpool. Takes it to the elbow left side. Dumps it off in the lane. Deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Briarcliff ball with 9.3 seconds remaining. So Morningside has won today. Mount Marty has picked up a win in women's college basketball. You got the men's game coming up next year on 1230 KHAS. Inbounds pass is going to be stolen away. There's a Taz Yorick running back the other way. Drives it all into the basket. A shot good. So Taz Yorick gets a breakaway layup here. 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over as Briarcliff destroys Hastings College here this afternoon. Got out to a 26-point halftime lead at 52-26. And Briarcliff goes on to beat the Broncos here this afternoon. Final score, Briarcliff 93, Hastings 74. Back with a recap after this.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667. Happy holidays from Boers Floors.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon. The women's game in the books here today. And second-ranked Briar Cliff knocks off Hastings College today. Final score of 93-74. So Briar Cliff improves to 10 wins, 2 losses on the season. They really take control of the Great Plains Athletic Conference now. They're 5-1 on the season. Hastings College drops to 9 wins and 2 losses. And they dropped to 4-2 in the conference with the defending NAIA national champions in Northwestern coming up a week from today back at home. The Broncos fell behind early, could not get a shot to go down in the first half. Briar Cliff used a 16-0 run in the first half to go out on top 42-17. Briar Cliff led at halftime 52-26, and the Broncos really never mounted a charge in the second half today. Alicia Stadler was in foul trouble most of the way. The Broncos lost 3 girls to fouls in the ball game today. Alicia Stadler, also Melissa Thompson, and Cammy Bruckman. It was just not the Broncos' day today as Hastings loses to Briar Cliff by the score of 93-74. Scoring in the ball game today, Taz Yorick led the way for Hastings. She had 18 points in the ball game. In fact, she was the only Bronco to hit double figures today. So 18 points for Taz. She had 5 in the first half, then 13 more in the second half. The other scorers, Cammy Bruckman. Well, let's see, Brittany Wong had 9 points in the ball game today. Cammy Bruckman had 8 points. Then we had 7 points for Frankie Peterson, 7 for Kaylee Raggeth, 7 for Alicia Stadler, 6 points for Courtney Spahn, 4 points for Melissa Thompson, and we had 2 points from Sophia McDermott. The Broncos coming up short, 93-74 here this afternoon to Briar Cliff. For the Chargers, they were led today by Keela Shehawk. She had 17 points. Maddie Murren had 16. Krista Stewart had 13 points. Kristen Twait had 13 points. Megan Salcido had 12. The other scorers for the Chargers, we had Kelsey Evans with 7 points. Summer Gordon had 6. Sarah Reeves had 5 points. But Briar Cliff, they average 83 points per ball game, and they put on a clinic here this afternoon. They scored 93 against Hastings, a team that had been giving up only 55 points per ball game on the defensive end. So Briar Cliff wins it here this afternoon over Hastings College by the score of 93-74. The Broncos again now 9-2 on the season. They're 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We'll wait for some shooting numbers. We'll get to those before we tip off the men's game coming up in just a few minutes. We'll take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos get ready to face the Chargers here this afternoon. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through 4-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
And we're back at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City this afternoon as we get set for the men's game here today between Hastings and Briarcliff. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach sitting at 1-4 in the conference after the loss the other night to Nebraska Wesleyan. Not ready to push the panic button yet, but we're getting close.
Well, you know, I think we are. But the thing is like we've talked about, and we could probably tape this broadcast and play it before every game. We're just so darn close, you know, and losing to Nebraska Wesleyan by 3 was obviously a tough loss when I thought we controlled the game for the most part. Probably, I think Nebraska Wesleyan, we counted up, only led for about 4 minutes the entire game. You know, we led for about 36 minutes of that whole thing. So it was a tight ball game, and it's exactly what we had talked about in that pregame. It's just going to be a tough, hard-fought, you know, slow, grinded-out kind of win, and that's just not our style. And I thought, to Nebraska Wesleyan's credit, they just did a good job of staying with their game plan. I thought they defended exceptionally well, and I thought they really rebounded on the offensive end. And ultimately, that's of their 23 field goals we counted up after the game, 10 of them were on offensive rebound putbacks. So anytime you get those kind of close looks and those opportunities, high-percentage shots like that, it's going to be hard to beat anybody.
Guy's getting frustrated right now. We've played some great basketball this year, but we just can't seem to grab a conference win here.
Well, I think what happens is kids get frustrated immediately after. You know, I mean, I think our kids are, you know, you start to question things. As a coach, I question things. Are we doing the right things? Do we have the right personnel? Am I playing the right people? Do we have the right scheme, the right scouting report, and all that stuff? And then until you can kind of have the visual, you know, of the videotape after the game, and you see, you know, we're just a half-step rotation here. We're not blocking out here. We're not communicating there. So it's not, you know, again, it's an engine that doesn't need an overhaul. It just needs a tune-up. And we're still, unfortunately, you know, you would hope that we'd move beyond that phase and beyond that point. But we're still, you know, we're tweaking and we're adjusting. We're kind of fine-tuning things right now rather than putting in wholesale changes because we are so close.
Are we making the same mistakes over and over again, or is that like plugging a dam? It's something different every week.
I think it's more something different every week, and it's, you know, we got our turnovers kind of cleaned up, you know, and we're about 13 or 14 a game, but it's better than 19 or 20. So we've got some things short up there, but now we're not rebounding the ball on the defensive end. So, you know, we'll get some things accomplished and some things fixed there. Well, then we won't. You know, we'll be back to not shooting the ball well or something, you know. So as we tried to explain to our kids, and that's the objective of every drill that we run in practice is not just if we're focusing on rebounding, that doesn't mean we come out of our stance and that we don't talk or we don't pass the ball correctly or we don't try and score the ball or whatever it may be. That's just our focus in that particular drill. So I think with our group right now, we're still trying to kind of beat that in their head a little bit that it's in every situation, every basketball drill. It's not just a rebounding drill or a turnover drill or whatever it is. So, you know, there's still a lot of teaching to be done, but there's still, more importantly, on their end, there's a lot more learning curve that needs to be taken.
The other night against Nebraska Wesleyan, a loss 56-53. Maybe the one bright spot out of the thing, Dylan Flynn had a solid ball game for you.
He really competed. I thought he scored it well. I thought he played physical, and I think, you know, again, he's shown glimpses of that all year. I mean, he's had games up in the 20s, and he's had games where he didn't score. So trying to find some consistency out of our low post because, you know, Jacob got in some foul trouble, so it was going to be hard to keep him very consistent with the way that things were going for him that evening. So, you know, Dylan has a heck of a second option to have coming off the bench, and I thought he did a really nice job for us just staying aggressive. The thing with Dylan was the best thing with Dylan that night is it was just you knew what you're going to get every possession. And, again, that's consistency, and those are things that he's had to play through in his, you know, young part of his career here at Hastings College, and he did take a step forward on Wednesday.
You mentioned the turnovers. I think we had 4 in the first half, had 10 in the second half, but we were just pressing too much in the second half trying to get something done.
I think that was part of it, but I think, again, you've got to credit Nebraska Wesleyan with a lot of that too. I thought first and foremost we were loose with the ball. And what I mean by that is we were dribbling too high or we got the ball out away from our body too much. And as we went back again and watched film, it just kind of confirmed what our thoughts were during the game as our guards were taking their eyes off the target or our eyes off the game. A lot of spin dribbles in traffic, a lot of pickups of the basketball early on the baseline, and we're throwing passes off of our heels rather than being on our toes, and didn't have a lot of snap to our passes. Just again, details, Mike. It's just a lot of details, and you know, those are the things that you know, coaches are going to be preaching about day in and day out, no matter what sport, what gender, what age. Details are the things that keep you in games and win you close games.
On to Briarcliff here this afternoon, a team from Sioux City, a team that we have had pretty good success up here in the past, maybe not picked up a win each and every time up here, but we have played well in this building.
Yeah, we have. I mean, the last couple of years we've had double-digit leads late in the game and managed to let them each slip away. I know 2 years ago when Maya and Wade and that whole crew were seniors, we're up 19 points with 16 minutes to go and managed to lose that one. That was all coaching, apparently. I don't know what the heck happened that night, but even going back to a year ago, you know, we had some pretty good leads, and just it's a tough game to play, a tough team to play the last couple of years because they've been so veteran heavy. You know, that heavy senior class that they had a year ago was very very much resembled the class that we had a couple of years ago. Just a lot of savvy, a lot of moxie, really understood the situation, really understood their system. And now I think Briarcliff's, they're a good team, but they've had a lot of influx with a new head coach, new assistant coach, some new terminology. They've got good talent, but I think they're starting to kind of flatline a little bit more and get more consistency. But early in the year, they were, even though they were winning games, they were really up and down with their progressions.
Jake Shipley is their leading scorer, a big kid on the outside on the perimeter, 6'8" guard. Talk about him.
Well, there's a lot to be said about him. I mean, he's quite, you know, he's just not something you see in the NAIA every day as a 6'8" guard. And the thing that I've been more impressed with him this year than years past is his ability to post up. He's really developed that part of his game, and they're isolating him a lot more in the low block. And even though that we do have, you know, a couple 6'4", maybe even 6'5" wings ourselves, he's a long 6'8". So, I mean, we're talking a wingspan of probably 6'10", 6'11". So even when you put a Tobin or a Charles or a Brett Wells on him, he's going to still have the ability to just jump over you and shoot over you. So he does pose some problems, and I think, you know, we're just going to have to be extremely physical with him. We're really going to have to make sure and make him work on the defensive end and screen him as much as possible and drive him as much as possible and just try and, you know, hopefully wear him thin a little bit, and thin being the operative word because he's not overly a bulky guy by any stretch. He's pretty thin, and to me very much resembles a Derek Fletcher type game set, skill set, and all those kinds of things. And when he gets going, he can be as good as you'll see at this level. You know, we've also seen when he struggled or the teams that really try and go at him and attack him and make him work.
Is this a typical Northern Division team where they like to get up and down the floor and we'll have to stay with them today?
I don't think maybe as much as a Dort or a Northwestern per se, but I mean, you know, they're not even averaging quite 70 points a game. And, you know, so I think we'll be okay. And if, you know, they'll want to play a little bit more loose maybe than Nebraska Wesleyan or a Concordia, but I don't think they're going to go crazy like a Northwestern. So I think it'll be a good game. It'll be an opportunity for us to maybe get a little bit more back to style of play that we typically want to, and you know, hopefully we can gain a little more confidence throughout the course of the game.
Well, you got another guy in double figures for Briarcliff is Taylor Murn, who averages about 10.5 points per ball game. A little smaller, 6'1" junior guard out there.
Yeah, he's running the point for him, and right now I think just looking at the statistics and watching his game on film, he's a little bit more of a volume scorer. You know, having the ball in his hand a lot is giving him the opportunity to take some shots. He's got a really good middle game. He's not a great three-point shooter, but he's a scoutable three-point shooter where you do have to get up and guard him. But the thing that, you know, we've got to make him do, again, is just kind of work. We're going to put a little bit more pressure on things here to start the game and see if we can't maybe pick up the pace and the tempo and just, you know, we want to attack people's legs in the second half of the game and maybe the last 10 minutes. So you might see a little bit larger rotation from us here early on in the game to try and rest, you know, Brady and Tobin and Nate a little bit more and see if we can't just pick up the pace ourselves.
That's because all those guys are playing a ton of minutes and we're still earlier in the basketball season, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we put a lot of miles on some young kids already this year and you know, it's probably a good problem to have as a player, but, you know, I thought you really saw some fatigue mentally and physically set into our team the other night. You know, we're at that point in the year, and everybody is. I don't want to make excuses for our kids, but again, a team that hasn't been through the rigors of a conference season entirely, and now you throw in the fact that you've got a lot of young kids playing a lot of minutes, you've got finals, you've got, you know, just the wear and tear of 13 games already at this point in the season where a lot of teams have not played quite that many. So there are some things that are there that we'll be able to work through, I think, if we can just be mentally tough enough to kind of fight through them and understand that the time on the court that we do have has got to be a little bit more efficient than the longevity of the time that we're on the court.
What can we get done today against this team?
Well, first and foremost, Mike, we've just got to get back to rebounding. You know, I thought we just did not do a very good job of keeping Nebraska Wesleyan off the boards, and we're obviously going to have to do a lot better job of that. And we're going to have to get a few more ourselves. You can't win any kind of a basketball game by getting three offensive rebounds. Even as well as we did shoot it, you're still going to miss half your shots. You've got to be able to control 25% of those misses, in my opinion, and continue to get a little bit better, you know, with taking care of the basketball. And if we can do those things in particular, I think the scheme and the scouting report and all that kind of junk will sort itself out, but we've just got to get back to taking care of the basketball.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Briarcliff today on 1230 KHAS.
5 points, Bank.